Radio. Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Ready to read out radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blood. Can't still stagnant. We stay in my gun. The real thing pepper. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the head with her. She's putting mad words, but she stay on a promo. Ain't no nuts. Now that's a big no no. Underground artist with mainstream talent. All these other blogs banged up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk about
Radio, what's going on? What's going on? Streets, what it is? Is that Trick Fire? Welcome to another Monday, 10 to 1. Check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347 677 1163. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to everybody tuning in, all my newbies as well. Please be patient on the line. And for those that are new, make sure you are pressing number one. All right? Let the lady tell you you're in the host key. If you're not in the host key, you know, make sure you press one. The bottom line. Sometimes if you're clicking over and you're texting and all that stuff, you tend to jump out of the host key. So just make sure, you know, you're in the host key at all times so you won't be just standing there on the line for nothing. If you're not pressing one, I won't come to you. There's a little yellow button right next to it and by your number, and it'll let me know that you want to talk. So at the end of the day, make sure you're pressing one. All right? Y'all know how blog is, so hopefully we'll have a good show tonight. It is what it is. Unfortunately, my guest cannot make it on tonight, but I have a backup plan. Woo! I got Frenchie Montana. All right, so I don't know if y'all know who he is, but y'all will in a few. So definitely stay tuned for that. He just got signed with Bad Boy. So we're going to get all up in his business and find out what's going on with him. And you know, his success and his downfalls and any other thing he feels like you want to share with us. Listen, I got a couple announcements and a couple of things I want to throw in the mix. Shout out to everybody that came to the Villa on Market Street Saturday. That was a successful event. It did what it do. And, you know, the whole purpose was to promote and let everybody know about the show. So shout out to everybody that came through, all the new people that hit me up in email and Facebook and Twitter. Definitely as a little shout out to DJ Wait a Minute and Ricky Knight. Those are my codes for Bad K 2.0. They did their thing as well. Listen, the Air It Out Villa event, January 14th, Saturday, 1 to 5, is going to be bananas. I'm telling y'all right now. So I'm doing real heavy promo on that. Last time we had like 60 some artists out there. I expect a little bit more this time around. So Definitely make sure you come through. Make sure y'all song is edited, okay? I know last time y'all came through and y'all shit don't be edited. Please make sure it's edited, all right? You only want to have one song, though. One song, all right? I know before, like, we had, like, a combination of songs and whatnot, but we're not doing that this time around because it's just too many artists that come out. So just trying to be fair and have as many, you know, people out there and get some promo in there. So come get your pictures, videos, and all that good stuff. You know, come out there and show some love. And it's free. Like, really. You can't beat that. It's free. So I want to tell y'all about a couple other events that's going on that I'm involved with. January 19th is the Pole Olympics. All right, it's a pole competition for the ladies. They want to keep their clothes on, gentlemen. All right, but it's still some entertainment for y'all, you know, to watch. So y'all might want to come out and see that. I happen to be one of the judges with Tone Trump, and that is going to be, like I said, January 19th. All right, it's 15 to get in, 20 for a couple, 25 at the door. All right, 18 and up, 21 to drink. All right, so if y'all need more details, hit up Frizzy or his wife, Angel, and, you know, they'll give you more details if y'all need some tickets. I don't know if they're going to give me any or not, but if they do, I'll definitely be more welcome to give them out. Let me see, what else I want to tell y'all about? Talk about Jared Alvin. Shout out to Nafi. I'm going to be doing something with him at Big Bang. I'm going to be there just doing some promo. Like I said, I'm on my promo tip right now. And, you know, just letting everybody know about, you know, Air It Out and that case. It's like, oh, that's kind of like my goal right now. So I'm going to be having a couple artists, you know, that's interested. I'm going to play a couple of their songs. They're giving me permission to, you know, so get at me if you're interested. I'm going to play a couple of songs there for y'all, you know, see how the crowd likes y'all music. And so shout out to Nafi for that. That's at the Big Bang. And I'll give y'all more details as time goes on. What else I want to tell y'all? Shout out to the hip hop pops that came through. George LaRue, all the Air It Outers, man. Like, Steady King, he did his thing. The 16th, I know people are wondering when that's going to drop. That's going to be dropping soon. We're going to put some of them on that case. It's like, oh, hopefully this Tuesday. Well, Tuesday, midnight, technically Wednesday, and see what that's paying for. I'm really excited about that little segment that we got going on, so that'll give y'all a chance to, you know, do y'all 16s, and of course, they have to be clean, so if y'all want to send some 16s in, y'all welcome to do that as well, you know, whatever the case is. We was just trying something new since, you know, we was right there. We was just doing our promo and everything. Shout out to Tamar Beast. This is Money Beast. If y'all interested, make sure y'all hit him up. Shout out to Boyle. Shout out to LaDonna, too. I didn't get a chance to play yours last week or this week, but, you know, it's still early. It's still early. So, that work mixtape is dropping next week also, too. So, pay attention to that, and that's coming soon. Shout out to Caddy and Honcho. They'll be on Backhead 2.0. So, y'all might want to check that out. Caddy's going to be talking about her controversy with Nicki Minaj and how Nicki stole her song and everything. So y'all might want to tune into that and see what other updates is going on for Backhead 2.0. Backhead 2.0 is on Tuesdays 12 to 3. All right, y'all can hit up the website Backhead2.0.com. Shout out to Ricky Knight and DJ Wait a Minute, you know, for co-hosting that thing with me. So, anyway, tonight's topic, let me keep it short and sweet. All right, what is one of the worst things that happened to you while you were performing? All right, not performing sexually either, Rand, okay? I know he's ready to answer that. Look, no, performing, I mean on the stage, like, did you have a blooper? Did you fuck up and say the wrong thing? Did you not... You know, did you miss some words or whatever the case is? Did you forget your lyrics? Whatever. I want to know what's the most embarrassing or worst thing that ever happened to you while you performing? Did you fall? You know, most artists fall, you know, every once in a while. Beyonce, even the best of them have fell. So, you know, I want to know what's the worst thing that ever happened to you while you were performing. Now, I will say this. One thing happened to me that was really, really bad, okay? I used to be in pageants a long time ago. My mom forced me. Yeah, whatever. Okay, so listen. I'm on the stage, and I'm walking back, and the girl is coming up, and she throws up on my damn shoe. So I was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit? Like, you know, luckily I was already on my way out, but that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. I don't know if that's good luck or not. But the girl was so scared, she couldn't even go on. But, you know, it was, you know, some pages and stuff is a lot for kids. She just wasn't ready. Anyway, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. So I shared my little embarrassing moment with you. So I'm dying to know some of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to you. All right, keep it short and sweet. You know, we got everybody on the line that, you know, want to get their shit played and all that stuff. Some of y'all are new. I might not have y'all material, but at the end of the day, it's all promo. Y'all can come on here and promote y'all music or y'all show that y'all got coming up or whatever the case is. So, listen, I'm going to cut the bullshit. I'm going to get to the lines when I call your last four digits of your phone number. I am talking to you. All right, make sure you speak up loud and clear and all that good stuff. And bear with me because you know how blog is, okay? And if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, blog be fucking up. So please be patient, all right, on the line. And if you see me rambling, it's because I'm having technical difficulties and I'm playing that shit the fuck off, okay? At the end of the day, that's what it is. So anyway, last four digits of your phone number, and I'll be talking to you. Shout out to everybody on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to try to get to Twitter if I can, if the blog will let me. I try to stay on this one page, man, because I don't want no motherfucking problems. Shout out to C's. He always be looking out for me and doing things. Shout out to Tommy Brown as well. And, yeah, I'm going to just not even try to do that. So, anyway, like I said, Frenchie Montana will be on in a few. We're going to get all up in the mix with him and see what's going on. And shout out to Tan Moore Beats. Again, Morley. I don't know if he's on the line or not. Oh, EQ, I see EQ. He's supposed to be away. What's up, EQ? All right, so listen. Let me see. I'm having some little issues here. I'm going to try to ignore that situation. But anyway, the Air It Out Villa event, the Air It Out Speaker Villa event is January the 14th. All right, for those that don't know, make sure y'all come check that out. Like I said, it's a free event. It's all free, pictures, videos, all that interview. If you don't know and you have never seen it before in your life, please go to my YouTube, which is Air It Out, all right? And go check that out over there and see what's popping. If you're interested, then, you know, come through and show some love. Even if you don't perform, you know, you can always just come by and just network, or you might see somebody that you might want to work with, you might want to collab with. Even on the line, y'all can always hit each other up on Facebook. So definitely have a pen or a paper or whatever and, you know, write down whatever, whoever you want to talk to from there. I'm going to hit up the line, see what's going on. 3090, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Yo, what's up, Fire Chick?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's Ran Live, Philly Best Kept Secret.
Man, Live, motherfucker.
So, yeah, I'm talking about not performing. So I was like, yo.
I know some people were thinking sexually, so I had to stop y'all in y'all tracks because y'all, you know, y'all think like a dog. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I had to stop y'all. Like, look, you know, we just keeping it on the music tip. So what is one of the worst things that's ever happened to you, short and sweet?
Right. I forgot my lyrics. I forgot my lyrics on stage.
What did you do?
Shit, man. I was too high and drunk to really do anything. I was like, sorry.
Hmm.
I was fucked up.
Do you think
up.
The alcohol enhances your fuck up? Your fuck upness? Is that a word, fuck upness?
Yeah. I think alcohol will
fuck you up. I really don't.
I always used to say, like, you know how you high, you drive, and you could drive pretty cool smoking weed, but niggas bang out when they drink too much. It's a bang out. When I drink too much and I'm performing, I forget my shit, I'm in the way. Mm-hmm. Mag on the line, too. Mag did that shit last show we had. Yeah, Mag.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so as far as that goes, you just missed your lyrics or whatever.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Did the crowd boo you?
No, because I go over the music, so they really probably couldn't even tell. I go over my track, so, you
well,
know.
Well, shit, if you got it, apparently you didn't. You remember.
Yeah, you could tell it's fucked up, though. I was fucked up. I don't know if they booed me or not.
Oh, yeah,
I was fucked up. I was in the zone and just felt fucked up. I knew I fucked up. I was like, oh, man, I fucked up.
You were silly and you up there laughing. You can laugh about it now, right? Ain't that so funny?
Yeah. Look back and laugh on it.
All
shout
right,
out
so
to can I get my shout outs now for you play my song?
Shout out.
I know everybody trying to get in where they fit in. Shout out to Cancer. Shout out to when Shetty came, man. He looked out for me. Shout out to everybody, man. Air it out, man. Ricky Knight. DJ, wait a minute. Ain't that his name, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Fire Tick. K-Mag, Nitty, Devoted, you know what I mean, if he's still listening. Nightfall, I heard, me and Night got hooked, all of us got hooked up, man. I like networking, man, and meeting people at the events that you be having, man, because, like, Machete King, man, yo, he real focused dude, man. We build the day, we talked about some political, musical issues, and, you know what I mean, he's a smart and cool dude to work with, humble dude, man, so... You know, it's mad love, man. It's mad love. I thank you, Fire, man. Really, yo, because you make it possible for the artist that's not heard to be heard and also, you know, network with people that's also like mine that's trying to get a hit, man. So thank you, Fire.
You're always welcome. I mean, that's the whole point. Like, a lot of people don't understand this, but I used to be an artist myself, so I definitely know how hard it is to get on other radio shows and all that stuff. So that's why I go hard. For y'all, because I've been there and done that. You know what I'm saying? So,
you work hard. You work hard like a motherfucker, yo. You work hard. You, like, I don't know. Like, I could just imagine how hard you work behind the scenes, man, to make all this shit possible, yo.
I honestly think I don't work. I don't think I work hard enough. I be thinking I'm flipping a lot, but it's cool. So, give them your website info where they can reach you.
Yo, I'm on... I ain't been really on anything lately, but I just been shouting out my video, man. Just show me love, everybody. Just go check out the video, Philly's Best Kept Secret, my single joint. It's under Ran Live 215. That's it, YouTube. Ran Live, RANLIVE 215. And, you know, get at me. My name really follows me on MySpace, official Ran Live, and Facebook, Ran Live. Anybody that's trying to holler, man, just get at me, man. I'm a hard worker. I go get there.
Okay. All right. Well, what song we getting into tonight?
I'm going to do the Niggas Talk Shit, Joe, featuring E-Ness. You know, I'll bring you them features. I'll be trying to get it popping for you, you know, for me too. But Niggas Talk Shit featuring E-Ness, man, it's me and Ness ran live. All right. You got the joint.
You know how blogging be acting the fuck out. Don't even pay, don't mind. I'm too smooth to be in
that. I heard it a little bit too.
Ruggie B Funk, what up? Yo, Kenny, what up? Back game, I got your nigga real live eating that shit. No, I'm rocking. Yeah, niggas talk shit when I ain't around. But when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what's your life? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around. But when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what's your life?
Yo, say the wrong thing and end up in a body bag. I be with dimes while you spend your last on scallywag. You be on South Street, skinny jeans, Ruba bag. Your niggas broke and mine got a lot of cash. Say the wrong thing, I turn your shirt to a collider fad. Yeah, Rita water ice his ass. Have him in a mall freezer with a toe tag. My money on Selexa, I got that ancient cash. I go shopping, pop out my pocket, then it do a dash. Yeah, being 20 on the freeway. In the jail cell, screaming fucking free man. My name ring bells, Morgan Freeman. I do a lot of different drugs, cause I need them. Yeah, in the pressure study building.
So what you don't like, you ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around, but when I come through it, handshakes and pounds, AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with. So
what you don't like,
wow,
you ain't gonna say shit.
In the middle with a mat, slingshot, nest, I'm a loud pack boy. All my niggas in the trap, all my niggas where you at? Yeah, you can rap, but if a nigga busts us, you gon' bust back. You can't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Young Nash, little that, but they look old. Nigga can't talk to me if he ain't push gold. Put a foot up your ass, now my foot swole. It's a good times roll. Nigga walk around like the devil done took my soul. I'm a goon, so you know I got goons that's on foot patrol. Man ran live, every time he step up to the plate, we gon' win by landslide. Put that on my great grandma. Boom with the landmine. I don't look to the sky, no bow. All I represent is the 5 to the 4. All white and get live at the show. Top of the night, then bop, then we go. Give everybody that's not in the know. Been there, done that, got to the dough. And I'm red hot, better drop to the flow. Shine when we shine, not to the glow. Not to the glow.
I ain't around, but when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what you like, you ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around, but when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with. So
what you like, you ain't gonna say shit.
Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio is set your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk to me, all right? Because sometimes y'all tend to drop out of the whole ski, you know, if y'all clicking over and texting and all that stuff. So definitely make sure y'all press 1 if y'all want to talk, all right? Also, too, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 1356, what's good?
Oh, what's good with you?
What's
yeah,
going on? Who is this?
Oh, man, you know who it is. It's Eddie Barnes, a.k.a. 5950, a.k.a. the mayor of Pittsburgh, you know what I mean?
The mayor of Pittsburgh, okay.
Mayor of Pittsburgh all day.
You just gave yourself that name, huh?
Nah, it was, you know what I mean? It was winning the election, you know what I mean?
It was winning the election? Okay.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
was walking around shaking baby's hands and kissing models, you know what I mean?
I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that. Listen, a lot of people don't know, you know, what's the owl for? Like, you know, because I know I howl too, but, like, what's the purpose of howling?
Oh, man, it's just like a, you know what I mean? It's just like one of my things when I do and I come on rap or whatever. I mean, that's why everybody knows me bad. It's just like howling. You know what I mean? It's like it feels good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you howl, like, it's just a feel-good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you called me one day and you was like, yeah, this is Eddie. I'm like, who?
Yeah. You know, so I had to howl for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you howl. I know who you are at the end of the day. This is up, y'all. So I got to ask you, the topic for tonight is, what is one of the most embarrassing things or the worst thing that ever happened to you while you was performing?
Oh, man, I'm going to keep it serious, man. It was embarrassing and worse. The worst thing that happened to me while I was performing was being on stage, you know what I mean, rocking on stage, and there was a beef going on at the time with me and Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, I mean, they came down there and jumped me while I was on stage. I was had drunk everything, like, you know what I mean? So that's the most, you know what I mean, worst thing and, you know what I mean, embarrassing thing to happen, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. So yeah. You was drunk and they was acting a fool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, I mean, it's just a lesson, though. Like, you know what I mean? Never get ahead of them jumping, you be beefing with other rappers, you know what I mean? So, you know.
So you got your head knocked off or what? Or was it,
oh,
you know?
Oh, man. No, I was,
nah,
I mean,
none of that?
A little scratch, you know what I mean? A little couple scratches and all that. Yeah,
at least you admit it, though. At least you admit it, because some people will be like, nah, man.
Yeah, I mean,
all the way
scratches.
To the end.
Ain't nothing. Yeah, I mean, a couple war marks.
A couple war marks. Okay.
Yeah, man.
So what's going on with you music-wise?
Right now, I got this single coming out January 3rd. You know what I mean? iTunes, Walmart, everywhere, called Time After Time. You know what I mean? Which I hope you're going to be playing tonight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I also got the book coming out titled The Street Babble, you know what I mean, summertime of 2012, letting you know what's going on, all the beats I had with the rappers, and I mean, between me and Wiz, the mad rapper up in New York, he was with Bad Boy, and I mean, a lot of Philly cats, I mess with Ev Lava, and Denny Lab's comedian, everybody, like, you know what I mean, Chopper City Boys, like, this is a book letting everybody know about everything, it's a tell-all book, you know what I mean, coming out summertime 2012. I mean, I want everybody to check out my song I just had put on there like last week, a free download called Showtime. It's on YouTube right now. Yeah, I mean, it's with me and the boxer, Paul Spadafore from Pittsburgh, professional boxer. Yeah, I mean, we also got a video. Yeah, I mean, coming out, Floyd Mayweather. I ain't going to even tell y'all why, but y'all see why I'm on there. You know, so I have some things.
So what? Yeah, what is my man? He dissed your man?
Nah, Floyd? Yeah, like, let me on some real, like, Floyd. Before that fight,
what
he
do
just
you
had.
Expect? That's Floyd.
I mean, but look, think this, though. I'm going to tell you real quick, though, because I know people are going to lie with you. I mean, Floyd was supposed to fight Paul Spadafore, I mean, before he fought Ortiz. I mean, but, you know, I mean, the numbers that he was going to get for fighting Ortiz, you see what I'm saying? Like, he backed out the day, he, you know what I mean, that Paul Spadafore was supposed to get this money. Yeah, you know I mean, it was close to like $3 million. Yeah, I mean, so just imagine, like, you get a phone call. Yeah, I mean, you wake up, you're like, yeah, man, I got $3 million about to hit the bank. And I mean, and Floyd's dad don't call, like, yo, like, we can't do that because it ain't worth our time. You know what I mean? So we pull him out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you're going to be mad as hell, too. That's $3 million. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, right now, like, we on the fuck Floyd thing right now. You know what I mean?
Wow. Well, you know, Floyd, he don't give a shit at the end of the day.
Yeah, he don't.
You know,
yeah,
you
don't. You think that money is God. That's why you're acting stupid and shit. So, I mean, you know. But
well, did you see the incident where he burned the dollar bill in a nightclub?
Yeah. I mean, he always be doing. I mean, I used to rock with him. I mean, until he started talking bad to his dad and everybody else, and I mean, being all that cocky shit. Like, yeah, I mean, like, come on, man. Like, you only hear because of the fans, and I mean, people paying for your pay per views and all that. Like, I mean. Like, I don't respect the kid no more. I mean, then after he did that to Paul Spadafore, he pulled out on the day of, you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't respect him, you know what I mean? But, like
wow.
I said, I got that. I mean, that's on YouTube right now with me and the boxer Paul Spadafore. Yeah, I mean, I got music on Xbox right now on Zoom, PS3, Nintendo Wii. Yeah, I mean, you go on there, you download it, put in search for Eddie Barnz, Barnes. Yeah, I mean, 99 cents a song, ringtones, clothing line, perfume coming out. Like, you know what I mean? I'm grinding right now. You know what I mean?
I see. You definitely doing your thing. I'm actually still trying to find your track. It's a little technical right here. I might have to come back to you, honestly.
All right,
so,
we
getting into it. Don't even go there with me. We getting into it today. Like, this song is difficult. It's being difficult with me. But, yeah, we're going to get into it, so don't even worry about that. That's not even
definitely.
The case. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold for a hot minute. Give them your info real quick where they can reach you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at TheRealEddieBarnz, Barnz. I mean, you can add me on Facebook under Eddie Barnz, Eddie, Barnz. You know what I'm saying? You can get me on Mocha Space under Eddie Barnz. Black Planet under The Real Eddie Barnz. Just Google me, you know what I mean? Get on YouTube, whatever. Like, I'm everywhere. SoundClick, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Wherever this music at, this is 50 or more, you know what I'm saying? So just put in search for Eddie Barnz, you know what I mean?
All right, Eddie. So we're going to be right back with you in a few minutes. So hang tight. Don't go nowhere. All right, Air It Out Radio, is that your fight? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to go to the lines again and see what's going on. 3143.
Yo, what's good?
What's going on? Who is this?
You know, this Jazz, man. What's good?
Cousin, why you always sound like you're drunk? You're like, you know, this good here.
I'll be on my chill, yeah, man. I'm real laid back. Unless, you know, I'm on stage and I gotta get hype. But other than that, I'm a real laid-back dude. I don't really drink no more, so I'm never drunk. So.
I can't really see you drunk. I can't see you drunk. So speaking of stage, what is the worst performance, not performance, but worst thing that's ever happened to you while you performed?
Well, I never tripped in nothing like that. I just... like, you know, I'm rapping, and then the mic was going out on me. like, you know, it was losing the audio or something. It was wireless mics, and I don't know what was going on with it, but.
That's normal, though.
Like, huh?
That's normal, probably, though.
Yeah, right. Other than that, I didn't really have a trip or nothing like that. The most thing I did almost mess up because I was drinking and my mouth is like real dry. Yeah, you know what I mean, that kind of messed up my rhyme a little bit, but I don't think nobody really noticed nothing like that. But I didn't really have nothing crazy. Matter of fact, this thing that made me think on stage while I'm rapping is like if, like, the crowd not in there and stuff like that, that's kind of embarrassing to me. I'm like, damn, am I not doing a good job? Is everybody talking or whatever, or the judges talking and stuff like that? That's what, you know, really messes with me. But other than that, I know.
Yeah, that is kind of, like, messed up when everybody just talking, they doing anything. You know, some people jump out in the audience and do stuff, like, to get their attention. But,
that's crazy. I didn't get with you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know. Well, hopefully, you know, I got a lot more coming up and I won't be tripping and dropping a mic or stumbling over my words or nothing like that. Matter of fact, I almost stumbled over my words at Batcave the other night.
Don't come to the Batcave drunk. Do not come to the Batcave. Not saying you were, but, like, don't ever come to the Batcave drunk. You know what I mean? You're bound to mess up. You know,
yeah, I was good sober, you know, so it was definitely a good experience, and I definitely got through that again.
It will have you sweating at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
But all right, what you got going on music wise? Oh, okay, go ahead. What you got?
Well, you know, you told me Frenchie Montana coming on, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking forward to Tia Marie because, you know, I definitely got a big crush on her. If anybody go to my YouTube, I do got a song, like, called A Letter to Tia Marie. Yeah, man.
Oh, you got a big thing for Tierra. Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Nah, she couldn't make it because she's on a flight. She's on a flight, so it wouldn't have been good for her to try to be an interview on that. You know, last minute gig.
It's
But we're gonna reschedule that, so she'll be on here soon. So don't worry. But
all right, cool. Go. Waiting for that.
Yeah, I would definitely let her know.
Yeah, tell her Kaz, man, it's looking for it's crushing on a real heart. You know what I mean?
Okay. Definitely. All right. So what you got going on? What you got going on? I see the little, the mag going on. So you got that going on for you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm featured in the first issue of, you know, Social Therapy. That thing is going to be a nice promo mag for all artists or anything you're doing, period. You know, like if you're a model, comedian, whatever you do. I mean, it's definitely good to be in that mag. You know, social is everywhere. But so I'm in that, and I'm doing a couple collabs. So I go in the studio Wednesday. I have a new track up. It's like a preview to the mixtape for January. So I'm definitely excited about that. You know, since
what's the mixtape called?
You know what? I didn't even name it. I'm just recording joints for it. I don't know. I'm gonna just at the last minute just throw a name up there. You know what I mean? But you know, it's definitely gonna mean something. You know, so.
Okay.
I just don't have a name yet. So, you know, I'm recording tracks for that. And shout out to all the have nots and stuff like that. Shout out to Microphone Criminal. I mean, he should be calling up today. You know, just shout out everybody, Black Cancer. And, I mean, and just get at me at it's my URLs.com/Casimir, CASSMEIR. I'm on everything. I'm definitely trying to collab with more people. Shout out to E. Burners. I gotta get with him on the track. I mean, track did even fall through though. But
that'd be a nice combination to see y'all too. Like I like to see different wags and stuff going on. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah,
I'm trying to with anybody because I think 2012 is just going to be a year for the have-nots for real, you know, like, You know, I'm definitely, you know, focused on my job. I know, you know, Machete King is on the job. I mean, I'm going to get with everybody. And, you know, we're just going to try to push this whole thing next year, you know?
Right.
So I'm waiting on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I'll definitely be up there January 14th. I definitely got to show my ass. I told you I got to show my ass. Matter of fact, why you smacking me, though?
What'd you say?
You smacked me on the
comments. I smacked you on the what?
The comments.
Oh, I don't know. You did something probably. I don't even remember. I comment on so much stuff, I don't remember.
That's
what I get. Oh, I think I smacked you because you didn't show up. I think that's probably what it was.
I told you that on Tuesday. I said, I'm going to be, working, but, I'm promoting what you know.
But whatever
I can come to,
Yeah, I know. I'll just be fucking with y'all at the end of the day. I know y'all got jobs and all that stuff, so, y'all got to do what y'all got to do.
Alright, so what
we getting into?
Yeah, what I'm going to get into tonight is Team Cashmere. That's I'll probably perform that on the 14th. So this is me, Cashmere, Team Cashmere. It's for all the sexy ladies on Twitter. Follow me.
Sexy ladies on Twitter. Air it out.
Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Cashmere. Yeah, I got that swagger on autopilot.
Uh-huh.
I like my women sick, sexy with low mileage.
Yep.
I give it to them good, so good they tweet about it.
Yep.
And that's music to my eyes when I read about it. I get it popping, baby, you should come and see about it. Sex with Cashmere, yeah, that should be a trending topic. There's little haters and Twitter watching, they need to stop it.
Uh-huh.
It's obvious that they can't do this because they ain't got it. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Cashmere. How you doing, mama? A sexy caramel. She retweeted,
I'm fine.
LOL. I know she got a man, but she dig my style.
Uh-huh.
I dig her personnel and profile picture. Wow. I got a fetish for them rocker girls with attitudes. Belly pierced tattoos. Country girls batting rules. I give a mention from my LA to Philly crew. I love the ladies and don't forget I tweet for you. Yeah, now what it do with the Philly print?
Yep.
Can't match me.
Nope.
That's a fingerprint.
Uh-huh.
Ladies love C. That's cool me. And if we betting sex, then put it on me. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay, baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Cashmere. Yes, pound double F. Follow Friday, get them wet. Baby, that's my specialty. Hold on tight, you would think you left. Up into the stars, babe. We just call you Virgo. Feeling like your first time with me. Now we just wear the scope. It would say you loving him more than when you fucking him. Once you lure him in with a snapper, then you'll be stuck with him. Nah, not likely.
Nope.
You can't be wifey. But when I log in, lick my page, you should like me. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Kazmir.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Me up 347-677-1163. Tonight's topic is, what is the worst thing that happened to you while you were performing, or the most embarrassing thing that happened to you while performing? We had some pretty good ones that came on so far. Shout out to Ran Live, Annie Barnes, and Kazmir for tuning in so far. Willie, what up? Mike, the cameraman on Twitter, and Kaz, the great, Chase the Great. So shout out to everybody that's hit me up on Facebook as well. If y'all don't know, January 19th is the Pole Olympics. Shout out to Trizzy and his wife, Angel. They having that little thing going on here. I'm going to be a judge. Tone Trump, he will be a judge as well. It's 18 and up, 21 to drink, 15 for a single, and 20 if you're a couple, 25 at the door. Best dress contest as well. And, you know, it's a lot of other things that's going on there. So y'all might want to come check that out, you know, see some nice-looking chicks, you know, get on the pole and do their thing with their clothes on, gentlemen, with their clothes on. It's still going to be entertainment at the end of the day, so y'all might want to check that out. It's from 8 to 10 at the Arts Garage, all right? So y'all hear me talk about that more and more as time goes on. Shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. If you're not pressing one, please press one. I'm going to get to you as soon as I can. I got my guest coming up a little bit later. Frenchie Montana, he'll be on. I apologize. Miss Marie could not come on. She's on a flight, so, you know, it wasn't best for her to try to do the interview, of course, you know, while she's in the air. So we are going to reschedule that one and do that maybe, you know, next week or the following week, whatever the case is. All right, if y'all want to hit me up, like I said, air.radio.net, hit me up 347-677-1163. If y'all want to hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and make sure y'all leave me some posts too on the website, on the about section. All right, about us section. You know, it's a little comment bar right there. Y'all can let me know whatever, some new ideas or whatever y'all, you know, tell me if I'm doing good, bad, or whatever y'all got going on at y'all. If y'all want to just give me a shout out, that's cool too. So I appreciate all the promo that's going on. Make sure y'all have your asses there at the Air It Out Villa tour that begins again on January the 14th, 1 to 5 Saturday. Free pics, videos, interviews, all that stuff. 52nd Street. No Frills will be there too, in case y'all want to get some drops for him. He said he's willing to do it, so that'll be a good time, you know, to get whatever y'all need from him or link up with him for any mixtapes or whatever the case is. Let me see. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Like I said, Backcase 2.0 promo event was very successful. It did what it do. And I appreciate everybody for coming out. It was a good thing. So I'm going to hit the lines up again. 1571, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? I'm good.
Uh-oh. Trouble. How are you? Who's this?
This is Bunny. What?
Bunny. You know I got to act like I don't know you, girl.
No, you really don't.
I do, because everybody else that's tuning in, they want to know who you are. So I got to be like, who is this? They want to know who you are. So this is Bunny.
Oh,
Bunny,
okay.
Bunny. Where you been, Bunny? What the hell's going on with you?
I'm just going to ask you that question.
Of course.
I've been working. I've been grinding.
You've been working. You've been working literally, or you've been working on your music? Which one?
Nah, I've been working on my music. I got a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I haven't talked to you in a minute. in a minute.
Well, I know. It seemed like forever. And you know what? I'm looking in here. I don't see none of your music.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Listen, let me tell you what I do right now. Y'all people do not understand. When y'all don't come on for a long time, I have to delete y'all out of the system. Listen, how long has it been since you've been on?
It's been like 2.5 months.
If you can't remember, it's been a long time. You said it right, about 4 months. You said it right.
Well, no.
Yeah.
It has not been no 4 months.
It's been about 4 months, yeah. Because you know what happens is, it affects my player, and I can't, like, I got to take people out that's not really calling up the show, you know what I mean? I can't, like, get to everybody. It's a lot of music in here. I've been on for, like, 2.5 years, almost 3, basically, and, you know, you figure that's a lot of music. I got about almost 3,000 some songs in here, so, you know, it's a lot. So I got to delete the people that don't come on. Yeah, you know what I mean? You always welcome to send it again.
Yeah, put me through that trouble again.
Send it again. We good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, all right, so you're working on your music. You got a mixtape or whatever coming out?
Yeah, I got another mixtape I'm working on. And I don't know when it's going to drop. It's going to drop sometime in 2012. I'm working on some features, and I'm working on something with Burna. You know, he producing some of the tracks off my mixtape. So shout out to Burna.
Okay.
You know, I love my loser. I love my loser.
You call him a loser. Wow.
I mean, this is an understanding me and Burna has, though.
I get it.
He calls me Bunny Dowface, so, you know.
Yeah, but that ain't as bad as loser, damn.
I mean, it's in a good way. It's not a bad way, you know.
I got you. No, for somebody that don't know, you know what I mean. It's that old kind of funky.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good. I know he's going to get on here and talk shit when you get off, so.
Yeah.
You already know.
And besides that, it's right.
Hello. Oh, okay.
And, like, doing shows. Like, I've been doing crazy shows in the last 2 months.
Okay.
I met, like, some of the biggest people in hip-hop, and it's just, like, a good feeling. Because I never even thought I was going to get this far. Because it was just, like, a hassle. Like, for female rappers, it's just, like, take us, like, forever just to get recognized. And it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you was right in Philly and didn't even, you know, check a sister out or nothing.
That show was like a last minute thing, and
uh-huh.
At first I wasn't even going to do it, but because, you know, I'm signed to Mikey J, and, you know, he was basically like that, you know, all his artists had to attend that because it would have been, like, a good, you know, for publicity. You know, Wu-Tang was there, Pee Wee Herman was there, Ronnie Stones was there. So it was like, you know, being able to perform in front of them and, you know, showing them the talent that I had was, like, a good thing for me because it opened up another door. I just did a show yesterday. And Def Jam Records was there, Sony Records, Interscope, Atlanta Records, and 40 Cal. And it was like a wonderful feeling because, like, I never thought that, like, I would actually be at this place that I'm at right now. And, you know, so I'm happy where I'm at right now. My mixtape is still doing good.
Okay.
Everybody loving my mixtape, the streets loving
it. Where can I get the mixtape at?
All right, now, if you don't see me in the street, then no, I'm joking.
You ain't got it on, you know, this and that.
You can listen to it. Like, I got it on my Reverb, but, like, I haven't put it up because I'm not trying to sell my mixtape. Not this one, because this is my first mixtape. So I'm just trying to give, you know, everybody a feel who Dalphie's Bunny is. So this first mixtape, it's just for free. Like, I'm passing out to everybody for free. And, you know, the second mixtape that I'm working on, this mixtape right here,
right.
No one gets no free copies.
What happened to the promo? She's like, nobody can order y'all.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's about a grind. Everybody hungry. You gotta make money and spend money. And at the end of the day, if I'm giving away free copies, what back money am I putting back in my pocket to get more of them people? So, you know, you gotta look at it like that. It's not always like about nothing in America is free nowadays. So it's just
right.
Like you get the free mixtape, the first one, but the second one is I can't give it away for free.
Okay. I get you.
So,
I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, some people do free stuff, some people don't. Like, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, next time you have the Philly, you know, Smack, all things for you. And,
oh, yeah, I definitely. We still got to talk because I believe, I'm not mistaken, I still got my Batcave interview, so.
You sure do. It's still here for you.
Yeah.
I ain't forget I was about to say that.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah, so we
definitely.
No, that's on a Tuesday, so, you know, Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up on Twitter, too, so you can get my information back again. So,
You know the email address? Send that shit in.
Everything over. I'm going to send you some new music and everything. Just give me some time.
Okay.
I'm actually, right now, I'm waiting on Burner because, you know.
Blame it on Burner.
Right now, he's the top dog. I gotta wait on him.
Okay. All right. Well, give him your info where they can reach you at and all that good stuff since I ain't got no music in here.
I know, right?
Sorry.
You know, bring your ass on.
I know you got the tattoo.
Listen, don't be coming at me like that, okay?
I haven't.
Go ahead and give them your info. Okay, I don't really be on my Twitter. I got two Twitter pages, but I'd rather not give my other one out. So you can still follow me. I am the Real Bunny. I follow back if I'm on there. I got two Facebooks. One of them I can't accept no more friend requests, so you can add me on I Am The Real Dollface Bunny. My Reverb Nation is Dollface Bunny. SoundCloud and DatPip.com, all of it is still the same, you know, Dollface Bunny. And I'm actually working on a new website, original website, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You working on it yourself?
Nah,
oh, okay.
I'm not working on it myself. Mikey J is getting his people to work on that.
Not to Mikey J. Okay.
Yeah, and I kind of want to throw something in there. I don't know if I'm supposed to throw this in there. I hope I don't get in trouble for it. But I'm signed to Anya Music Group, which is Mikey J, and it's some talk on the table about Def Jam, you know. I haven't, you know, read the contract yet. So I go to New York City next week to, you know, look at the contract. And so, you know, in the future, let's hope, pray to God that his contract.
All right. I'm sure. If you mean Mikey J, he'll try to do his best to get you signed. So there you go.
Yeah. MJ the man. He's the man. He's a little big man.
Yeah, right. All right, love. Thank you for calling up, showing me love. Send your shit in so I could get that and play it next week if you call in. We can be on point.
Yes, mother. All right, then. Bye.
Come on, bye. Air It Out Radio, it's that Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I got Frenchie Montana coming up soon. I don't know if I should get into another caller, and I don't even know if he's online. I see a little black caller right here. So I'm going to go to, let me see what's up here. Maybe I'll go into a track real quick and, you know, hit that up. I'll be back in a few. airitoutradio.net. Stay on the lines. Don't go nowhere. Love y'all to death. All that good stuff. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and we'll be right back.
Double up. Yeah. Got the like money. Caked up. Got you back. Aim. Yeah. Got you back. Aim.
Brand new, living the life. Lovely, rosé on ice. Y'all niggas keep running around, playing with it. In the New York minute, sticky situation, Mexican crime scene. Poulet wild out, empty the magazine. And that's 40 shots, 40 shells, 40 prints on them shits. What the hell? I'm black leather gloves, working with toes, half a mil on bail. Y'all sit on the boat, you getting used to criminal mind. I'm way too advanced, ahead of my time, man. I'm really sick with the rhyme, man. Cock it back, aim and blow your mind. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim, man. Cock it back, aim. Cock it back, aim. I'm in the woods, upstate, shooting at bottles. Get my aim right, don't miss, that's the motto. Niggas like bum lotto numbers, that's not hitting, nigga, I'm spitting. Wagner flow, learn my city when it turn cold, when it's hot. White T Nation, BBS rims, we'll do chrome Daytons. Back to back, act like you see them dudes racing. West Coast through the Hunts, supposed to down the East River in a speedboat. Y'all niggas take notes, this is Harlem 101. Tech 9, nigga, a 40 shot gun, and y'all really want none. Federated hollow, we call them dumb dumb. Fuck that, nigga, this ain't no whisper. This is loud yells, nigga. Get the pitch up, cock it back. Aim. Cock it back. Aim, nigga. Cock it back. Aim. Cock it back. Aim, nigga. Feel like a banana to the white meat. Pull a star from the bottom, make it to the light. Dirty guns, packs in the refrigerator, two wild pit bulls, piss in the elevator, two cups of liquor, this is Mossberg rap. Go through the speakers, through your face, out your back, Yokohama's. Heavy shine, mind on my money, money on my mind, get back to that nigga. I just got free, I'm gone, see, don't take a good look at me. This the last time you see a nigga like this, buck bitch, soaking wet, and I take no shit. Cock it back, ain't. Cock it back, aim, nigga, cock it back, aim, cock it back, aim, nigga, back to the streets, nigga,
yo.
Know what this is, yellow tape game, bus move, full-time jack move, nigga, I'm not playing with y'all, blow his face off.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. I apologize. Blog is really acting the fuck up. If y'all know anything about blog, y'all would know the situation. So all the people that's tuning in, so y'all have to excuse, you know, blog, and I apologize to everyone on behalf of blog. So hopefully my guest will be on soon. I thought that was him with the blog number, but that wasn't him. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far and having the patience of the lifetime with me. Shout out to Bunny Cashmere, Eddie Barnes. He's still waiting for his track as well. And Ran Live. So let me see. We're going to get to the line a little bit more. 1910 Air It Out Radio.
What up? It's your boy EQ. Cartel 215, the Liddell Styles and all that. What's up, girl?
What's going on?
I'm in North Carolina right now. You know what I'm saying? I had to travel a little bit and take care of some business. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to the show and everybody coming on, doing their thing, grinding it out. I'm thinking
are
big
you
business.
Care
I'm
some
thinking...
business over there?
Say it again?
You said you're taking care of some business over there? That's what's up, making more.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm thinking big business right now, you know what I'm saying? At this point in time, I got some movements going on with some artists. You're going to have one of them on your show tomorrow, Bad K 2.0, Miss Caddy, you know what I'm saying? Just finished the video for one of my artists, Jay Sean. So between being affiliation with Last Donna, with BME, Dakota Black Daily Basis, Miss Caddy, and Jay Shine. I'm looking to do a couple of more artists. And right now I'm just thinking big business. I'm just thinking that the first quarter, people are going to be shocked and surprised of what I got planned. So it's a movement. That's the only thing I could tell you right now. I can't tell you no more. The movie is still going to be jumping in the beginning of February, so we're definitely doing another premiere for that to wake people up to that situation. I feel as though the crowd was kind of low compared to what I'm normally used to, so definitely wanted to do a second promotion on that. You know, people got to see you naked. People just ain't seeing that right now.
You said people got to see you naked?
Yeah, you know, the movie has been out, you know, and some people didn't see
you
naked.
Yeah, right? They
waiting
for that little snippet.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know. So, but no, we just think of big business. I'm definitely upgraded the website, illadelstyles.com, and we're definitely moving with that situation.
Okay.
If you want advertisement space on the website, not you per se, but if people want advertisement space on the website, definitely hit me up. We into that right now. We got a lot of people doing their advertisement on our website. So, hit me up. It is a little small fee, but at the end of the day, you're definitely going to get traffic. We're hooking up a situation where we continuously get a distribution through Island Def Jam. So I'm doing a couple of things, man. I got some things going on right now.
You're doing a whole lot, pretty much. I know you're doing the whole situation with Caddy and who else you working with? Last Donna,
Dakota Black, and Jay Shine. Yep, those are the four artists right now, but I'm definitely looking into some other people. And I got my eye on a group, but I'm just trying to see how I'm going to work it out. Also, another artist named Icy, she was in a movie too as well, so she's definitely going to be on the roster. So females are definitely housing the situation. I definitely want to do a lot with the females this year. Because I feel as though they don't get recognized like they should. So
that's true.
But I want to do something major. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to do something major with the situation to show a unification in Philly. So that's why I'm picking up some artists, and I'm coming at this almost with the same style and flavor that Wu-Tang came with, and Cash Money came with. So all our talent is in house. Everything we need and want and could ever want, we have, and I have the mobility to make it happen. So at the end of the day, that's why I'm in North Carolina. I had to get away so I can clear my mind, meet some people down here, and just do big business. That's all. That's the only thing I can think about right now is big business.
Right. As you should.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know you haven't said nothing in a while. So
I know. I feel bad that I don't. Because I still owe you a drop from last year.
It's cool, though.
No,
see, if you
no.
would have came to the promo event, you could have gave me a drop at the end of the day.
Oh, Saturday, you know I'm still in school, so let's resurrect that. You know, I'm still on the dean's list, so, you know, your boy had to be in school. I couldn't do it Saturday.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And you know what? I had a video shoot. Shout out to this new group coming out called Fried City. Under Lewis Boy Entertainment. I just did a video shoot Saturday as well, so you'll be seeing some of that online. Y'all need to make sure y'all pay attention to the videos, man. Videos are spectacular. I've been getting a lot of hits up on these videos. Like, I'm getting work like every week now. Like, people are just really knowing what time it is right now. So pay attention, man. It's a movement. Cartel 215, EQ Philly, you know what I'm saying? Illadel Styles is the movement. It's big business. That's the only thing I can think about.
I gotta ask you the topic because I didn't really get into it with you in the beginning. What's the worst thing that ever happened to you while you was performing?
I'm gonna take y'all there as artists. Now, the worst thing that ever happened to me, I was performing at Dancers Nightclub. I was early 20s, whatever, and I was performing and. I opened up for Karis One. I got on stage, and I started rapping. Before I rapped, I did the beatbox, and then I rapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the crowd was stunned. I don't know what the hell went on. I don't know if I had them mesmerized or whatever the case may be. But I beatboxed first, and I had everybody cheering, and then when
wasn't
I,
that at the Air It Out event?
Huh?
Wasn't that at the Air It Out event or no?
I know I did something like that at the Air It Out event, but it was different because we was outside. But
oh,
I opened up when I first started. I opened up for Karis One, so I did this beatbox skit that I actually stole from Ready Rock C back in the day where he did the Sanford and Son Underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, and the whole crowd was numb. Like, nobody said nothing. It was complete silence for, like, 5 minutes watching me do everything. Nobody
wow.
booed, no boo, no cheers, no nothing, just staring at me. Like, and I felt so nervous. I didn't want to rap, man, like, because it just looked so, I don't know what it was. I don't know if I just had them totally shocked. And then when I got off stage, everybody was like, yo, dude, I didn't even know you could do something like that. And that's how I knew, like, I had them stunned. So I don't know if you want to call that the worst, but it was the most, the craziest moment I ever had. That was the craziest moment I ever had, if anything.
Okay.
I don't even know if it was bad or good. Huh?
Yeah, you really don't know if it was bad or good because you ain't, you know, get the feedback.
There was no response at all. That's the first time that ever happened to me ever in my life. Like, they was just looking, like, just looking.
Wow.
Nobody booed, no cheers, no nothing. So
that's
I don't know what that
true.
Was. And it seemed like I was in a time warp, man. Like, it's just no response. But then one dude came up to me at the end. He's like, yo, man, I never knew you could do something like that. So I don't know if I just caught him at a time that he wasn't paying it. You know, they never saw nobody do something what I did or what. But
it was
just stunned, like crazy. Like, so I don't know. I think that was the most craziest moment I ever had in hip-hop, you know, like the craziest.
That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy. Why you ain't sending no stuff in from Les Donna or any of them? So I could have, you know, I mean, I got your tracks in here, but, you know.
That's definitely the next movement for the first quarter. I didn't want to do anything until everybody, we promote all the videos. So we got all four videos up. They all running full-fledged on YouTube, Vimeo,
so
and everything.
What song are we getting in of yours? Or you don't want to get into those?
You got Get By, right? Did you finally get that?
No. I don't think you sent me that.
Well, you know what? I feel like Otis today because I'm just thinking big business. So.
Let me see if I can find Otis for you.
Uh-oh, you can't find that one? That's the one you promo for me.
Now I got it here.
I'm about to say, you made sure I did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? All right, no, it's your boy EQ, Cartel 215, Illadel Styles. We thinking big business now. You great. Tune into the hottest station, you know what I'm saying, with that Chick Fire. It's the Otis remix done by your boy. Check it out.
Yeah. If y'all niggas really know me and been following me, you know I don't usually rap over too many niggas' beats, but... Y'all been taking me for granted for so long. Y'all really think I ain't got this punchline bullshit. Like, my skills don't matter. Oh, just because a nigga doing movies and all that. Y'all like, this nigga ain't even really on the streets like that. But nigga, this is hip-hop, and I've been doing this shit. So where the fuck y'all at when I'm doing this shit? Now, I want y'all to zone the fuck out and listen to me. Yeah.
Hardest thing to pain is the pain that you're feeling when we synchronize minds and I elevate your ceiling. Penicillin, cause I'm sick with it. Clap it 4, 5, 9 times, one click, quit with it. The show stealer, entrepreneur, all the connoisseur. Fossilized thoughts, rebirth of a dinosaur. I'm on the front line, starter like a prefix. Tsunami on deck, my lyrics make you seasick. Punchline, no, I knock out feet. Like Granny always said, homie, where's the beat? Keep cool, pull your britches up. Young buck, your luck is just as good as a virgin with an 8-cup. Shape up, but sip out, I'm shitting on ya. Nips up, your shit sucks, I'm bitten on ya. Calm down, the war zone is mine now. You've been hanging too long, rest your mind now. Only in it to win it, I need a lot of cheddar. Grants and Franklin's, so I bet you need my sweater. Keep popping off, I'm a stunt shit, bro. Call me Mr. Nicotine, I got stunt shit, bro. Oh, on your radio, on your video. Coming to America, welcome to Arsenio. I mean, the arsenal, fitting with the rapid fire. Jim Carrey mask, nigga, you a liar, liar. Hip-hop, I've been there and done that. You fresh meat in jail, where the fun at? Love God and hate in, but stuck in it. I'm in my minivan, wrapped with the windows in it. Leapfrog like Boss Hog, I'm chasing ya. Independent, no deal, I'm replacing ya. I'm replacing ya. I'm replacing ya. Face fall past the story, I'm replacing ya. Hold up, this nigga, just fold up. I'ma hurt his feelings like a wallet while she fold up. EQ, yeah, the hottest thing walking. I'm rapping, put you in my movie cause you acting. You lacking lyrical skills, I'm a beat. Levitate your mindset, giving you some peace. Peace, nigga, peace. I'm done with this bullshit. Yeah.
Hey, this is Micah Centahan. You're listening to. You can check us out on MicahCentahan.com, MySpace, Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at FLIP_AYE.
Air Dot Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Shout out to EQ for that oldest remix. Eddie Barnes, Cashmere Bunny for stopping through. It's been a minute since she been through and ran live. And shout out to Willie and everybody that's hitting me up on Twitter. I'm going to have to run that stuff down. Shout out to Life of me, who's complaining that he's on the hold for a minute. So is everybody else. So anyways, shout out to Black Cancer and Colt Jones. I see him on NG. He's on too. So please be patient, y'all. You know how blog be acting up and, you know, we talking. Everybody got to get their little shine in. So I'll get to everybody. Just please be patient. I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. I'm waiting on my guests. So please be patient. At the end of the day, I'll get to everybody. I'm on till 1. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And also, January 14th is the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. Again, that continues. 1 to 5. DJ, wait a minute. He'll be there. Pics, videos, all that stuff, interviews. If y'all haven't seen any of that going on my page, definitely go to youtube.com/airitoutradio and y'all see what the Air It Out Villa, you know, tour is all about. So check that out. And also, January 19th, the Pole Olympics, it's a pole competition. Shout out to Vixen on Deck. And it's they doing toy demonstrations. All this stuff is going to be at the Arts Garage. You got to be 18 to get in, 21 to drink, 15, you know, per person, $20 for a couple, $25 at the door, best dress contest, all that stuff. Shout out to Trizzy and his wife, Angel, for giving me an opportunity to be a guest for that event. So, you know, that's going to be a good look, too. So if y'all want to see some ass, you know, definitely be out there. They will be having their clothes on, gentlemen, so don't get all excited. So that's not what it is. So, you know, this is one of them clothes events, okay? So still, it's still entertaining and all that good stuff. So it's something that you, you know, definitely don't want to miss. All right, let me see. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. 5444.
Hey, Fox, what's up, baby? It's Trey.
What's up, Trey? I didn't think you was coming on today.
I called in and then, you know, I had to take the call, so I popped out the queue. About that. But I'm on. Sorry I missed your event Friday. Saturday. That was on some real husky shit. My daughter's boyfriend broke up with her. Push, there it is. You know, I had to grab my duffel bag. You know, ropes, duct tape, rotate. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but it's
all good, man. Okay. Well, you ain't have to hurt nobody. You still living.
I'm glad you had a great event.
Anytime everybody is at peace, it's always a good event to me. Like, I don't care if it's two people there. You know, as long as nobody got hurt, it's all good. So, yeah, it was a good event. It was a lot of people that came out, you know, and show love, so definitely. So I got to ask you the topic for tonight. What is, I know you don't perform, but has, you know, GQ ever told you any of his worst experiences that, you know, happened to him while he was performing, or have you witnessed anything that he fucked up on?
I mean, I've witnessed, like, you know, he may have, like, glazed over a word or two, you know. My man got to have a double jack before he performs, but he's so smooth. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard the one guy say he raps over his own music, which is cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
He just do it off the top of the head, just the instrumental. And he rocks out. I mean, even if he was to mess up, he's still going to give you something that you didn't know. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's all going to sound good. But, I mean, I've seen some people perform, and one guy was like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the second verse. How can you forget the second verse? You wrote it. Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, shit happens, you know what I'm saying?
Shit does happen.
It's
and
real TV here, you know, basically performing is live, you know?
And
you
right.
got technical
and to the best of them.
Difficulties, you got human difficulties.
Listen, people with it, my normal listeners, they know what the fuck it is. They know Bloggy, I can fuck up. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. But,
Looking forward to the Sneakerzilla event. In January, like my man was saying, Cashmere, shout out to them, matter of fact, Cashmere, EQ Philly, the whole Have Not groups, my man Machete King, you know, E Burners, y'all doing things in the city, your names are ringing, you know, shout out to my artist GQ, and shout out to U5, you know what I mean? You're doing things extra big, you got the Sneakerzilla tour promo going on, you got the Bars versus Bars. I don't even want no parts of the pool thing, you know what I mean? I'm good. I'd rather come home and ask my woman to dance for me. She might make me a sandwich when she's done, you know what I mean? I'm good with that. But y'all go ahead and rock out, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna get into one or two songs, or you good?
I just want to say, like I said, we're doing the Sneakerzilla. We're going to probably do the Bars versus Bars in January. We'll be performing in New York, Club Slate, I believe it's January 16th at the Comedy Spillage performances up there. Big event up there. You know, we're going up there and try to rock it out, trying to knock this video out called Put In Work before the end of the year. So y'all can get to see that, you know what I mean? So, all right, that's about it, you know. Continued success to you and all that you do. Oh, and shout out to Brenda Trower from Urban Exposure. They're doing some big things. They got a couple good artists and everything. We're going to do some collabs with them, you know. Like Q said, you know, making moves, you know. We're all making moves out here.
I know that's right. All right, so what song are we getting into?
Let's get into Get It Right, GQ, Pound Dollar, and Drummer Man.
Which one is it? I don't know. Do I got that?
It's called Get It Right. Yeah, you played it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, there it go. My bad. I'll see it. Cool. Okay. All
right. Love you, girl. Bye.
Get It Right. Come on. It's public, infinity. Pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, this is better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Niggas better get it, pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, this is better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Bitches better get it, check. Fresh 24, yeah. New shot clock. Black. Who trying to ball? Bet. Play a check, rock, box out, ball, re-score, make the block.
Uh-huh.
Shoot from the corner, deuce guard, shoot, drop,
indeed,
top.
Indeed.
Nice day, stop listening to Bombay. Try twisting, streets talk, but I ain't listening. To that head, stay bullshit, stop pippin'.
No.
This game of life, hard. Play to win.
Course.
Summer pray,
Lord.
Summer sin. Gotta make a choice, player, or you end. No, it ain't right,
right.
But this money spent, let me get a run up for however long. Me and mine link, trust, make the change strong. Ain't no iron team,
yeah.
Right or wrong, more than a rap fact, more than a song.
Pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, bitches better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Niggas better get it, pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, bitches better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Bitches better get it.
Trembling surface, third core, Heinz three quarters, hopping out of baby eyes, 50 foot of blue water, white bow going, chest in, chain showing. bed full of bread that I lay my lady on. I mean my lady's on. Cool ladies, I'm feeling like Biggie, make a nigga say, this the life, what your life like? Check the credit, cash on deck, but I'd rather use debit. I roll with piranhas, lion, tigers, and bears. Bipolar mass murderers, all prepared. We get it cracking, cuz work hard, play hard. When they mention real niggas, they don't mention y'all. We ride hard, bottom suits to match hard body. Take a thought of more, Mark Jacobs for the shoddy. Ain't no ifs, ands, or problems when you mention us. We one of a kind, that's why our bitches get at us.
Buy shit, niggas better get it right. Buy click, bitches better get it right. Buy click, this is how we living life. Niggas better get it, huh? Pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, bitches better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Bitches better get it.
Of course, like commercial when I load them silver bullets. Most of y'all niggas got guns, but y'all really scared to pull it. You like to play games, so like Uno, I'ma draw two. It's a guarantee the foe in the cell coming out the ooze. That's how niggas living and selling. That's how they took nine. Nowadays are getting the gas, spitting out 16. No summer, two I lay the track, spitting out 16. The hit the club with every throwback. Let me 16, yeah, I mean, I'm on that super with things like y'all mean. When my team blasting them cannons to let hustle sing, well, I will fight the dog on some big, 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 bull body shit. But my AK will make a big, 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 bull body flip. 25 with 24, big, 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 bull body kid. I roll out with your BYC, big, 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 big bull body
yo,
shit. Yeah, gangster, that's how I roll. But if you scared, say you scared, cause we ain't though.
Pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, bitches better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Niggas better get it, huh? Pop shit, niggas better get it right. Pop click, bitches better get it right. Pop click, this is how we living life. Bitches better get it, huh?
Show these niggas they ain't fucking with you out here.
I got you.
You the hottest out.
Definitely.
Caliente hot.
Oh! Put them, baby.
What you know about Ciroc, Ike coming out of fountain. A red bottom Louis V design Balabountain. I told mommy no cheese and now her ass is pouting. Every song I touch is Caliente, why they doubting? Can make the gun bebop, but no, I'm not a B-boy. They think I'm Escobar's son or I roll with D-boy. Team full of stars, like them Dallas C-boys. D&G shades on the millions, what I see, boy. My cigars be acid, bitches, just be plastic. The Bruce Fab is empty. But the 50 counts of rats. Niggas staring hard, I know they thinking damn that bastard. Either you gon' fuck with me or go get your gun, boy. My swag is on point, plus we got them hollow points. Any nigga and his bitch to get hit with this joint. Niggas hitting hard, man, and I don't really see the point. Bitches scream they wanna rat us, but it's not Cedar Point, boy.
I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that crop, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting hot.
About chocolate diamonds straight out of cage, or 223s coming straight out of cage. One Dutch of AK-47 got me dazed. Either you gon' grind or you won't get paid, boy. I'm dressed in all red, young kid, can you dig? You tricking on deuces, I'm getting free, damn head. Put Panero's out of business, that's how much we getting bread. Plus my name is notorious, but no, I'm not big, boy. Kristen, I just shirt the Chuckers be Gucci. Your swag is Xerox, I can tell you're a newbie. Fungi Spielberg, bitch, we gon' shoot this movie. Two cups of airy monster, got me feeling groovy, boy. Dolce and Gabbana, nigga, be the Roma. That baby man come out, no Lisa and Homer. Striped star shirt, like I switched it with a soldier. So you gon' start saluting, better listen or it's over, boy.
I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that crop, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting hot. Bartender, bring the ice off, cause we Cali and stay hot. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that guap, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting hot. Bartender, bring the ice off, cause we Cali and stay hot.
What you know about bound for some web models and singers. Or snap owe you money, so you take that nigga's beamer. Dude stealing work, so you break that nigga's finger. And if he didn't learn, then you break that nigga's arms, boy. Blunt a cuss just as long as a pole stick. My pretty mixed bitch can flood a bit like a pole bitch. SK in the club, hell yeah, I got pole bitch. So calm the fuck down or catch bullets like Heinz Ward. Mommy in fishnets, ass like a basketball. Feet in her Honda proof, I smash off the alcohol. Middle of the club, getting brains blowing elders off. And you can't beat me, so y'all niggas might as well join me, boy. I'm dressed in all black, beam on a gag. I really don't wanna use it, but I'll blow off your cap. And my cheese is unscented, so don't worry about a rat. But if that nigga tail, burn his fur and pull his whiskers, boy.
I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that crop, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Shit to us, a rose is gonna pop. Bartender, bring the ice off, cause we down here, stay hot. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that guap, kid, no, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, a rose is gonna pop. Bartender, bring the ice off, cause we down here, stay hot, boy.
Dominicano. Hey, yo, it's Machete King. Air It Out Radio, bitch. Your host, La Chica Fuego. Oye, aquí no hay competencia. Nosotros mandamos aquí. Dominicano. Air It Out Radio, baby.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far and dealing with my technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on with Black Blog. I think is that, you know, the whole situation is you can't really do blogs from a laptop. I think that doesn't help the situation either. So I'm usually doing it from a desktop. So, you know, I think I'm going to go back to my original state. So, but anyway, shout out to everybody again for tuning in. Shout out to everybody that came through the Villa event on Saturday. You know, make sure y'all check us out Tuesday, 12 to 3 on Backhate 2.0. Make sure y'all send some stuff in. You know what I mean? It's free. Y'all can get on. All y'all got to do is just promote the show on our pages. That's all we ask. We don't want no money. We just want you to promote on the daggone pages on our Facebook or Twitter. All right? So go to the website, Backcave2.com, and it'll have all the info there, the Twitter, the Facebook, the email, all that. Okay, so I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Like I said, January the 14th is the next Air It Out Villa event, and, you know, y'all don't want to miss that. It's a free event, and, you know, see what's going on over there, like, you know, free pictures and all that stuff, so you definitely want to be out there, and like I said, if you don't know what's going on, check out the YouTube. Go to the YouTube and go to Air It Out Radio, and you'll see the Villa event and all the other stuff that, you know, Air It Out does and Backheat 2.0 does as well. So, you know, definitely go check that out. Let me see. What else I want to tell y'all? Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And I guess that's about it. I'm going to see what's going on with the lines. And for those that are tuning in, too, the topic tonight is what is the worst thing that ever happened to you while you were performing in a show? Not performing sexually, in a show. You know what I mean? Some people fall. Some people forget their lyrics or whatever the case is. So I'm dying to know some of y'all mishaps or whatever, you know. Not that I'm going to laugh, like I am going to laugh anyway. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 5115.
Oh, that's me. What's up, mama?
What's up? Who's this?
It's Call Me B, a.k.a. Poppy Go Get 'em.
Call
Me B. From the not in Liberty University.
Wow, this is like a regular. What, you want three weeks straight now?
Straight, right? I'm on my grind.
I know.
Yeah, man. I got a real copy
up.
Yeah,
I see. Okay, you on your grind. Okay, that's what's up.
I'm working.
Okay. So I asked the topic, you know, I told everybody about the topic, is what is the worst thing that happened to you while you was performing?
The only thing I can think of is back when I was a young boy and I was still performing. I don't remember what show it was, a talent show, whatever. I don't remember, but I remember one of my tracks, I spit the same verse twice. But I didn't realize I was rapping the same verse again until I was already in the middle of the verse, and I was like really killing that shit the second time around. Like, I was really murdering that motherfucker. I was finishing up my lyrics, and I was like, why does this shit sound so familiar? And everybody was just looking around like,
like, we heard it already.
Yeah, they was bobbing for like the first four bars until I hit like the first punchline. They was like, wait a minute. But I didn't peep until afterwards. I didn't even realize and shit. And I was just like, fuck it. I was like, yeah, you know, that's
what
happened.
Did you get booed?
No, nobody booed me. No, no,
okay.
Booing me.
That's good. The fact that you ain't get booed is a good thing. So.
And that verse was so hot, they wanted to hear it twice. I don't know what they was talking about.
Oh, no, that's right. Okay, so what you got going on music-wise?
Music-wise, just the same shit I've been talking about the last 2 weeks, really. You know what I'm talking about? It's just preparing for the showcase, drawing on the 14th at the Sneaker Village. Probably, shut up. Probably going to do open mic, couple open mic drawings. I don't know what the name of that place is, but it's somewhere on 8th and Broad Street, somewhere, I don't know, but I'm going to try to get to that Jones tomorrow or Wednesday, one or two, and that's with Chrissy Chris from Critical Mass Radio or whatever. That's her little personal Jones I think I'm going to fuck with a little bit. And then other than that, I'm just working, trying to keep writing, preparing this new mixtape that's about to drop, and it's going to be ugly as soon as it gets started getting recorded, I can start telling y'all more about it, but I have to wait for...
You don't even have a title for it right now?
Yeah. The title of it is Pop Quiz Hot Shot. And the way things are going... Yeah, Pop Quiz Hot Shot, that's my shit. And the way things are going, I have so many tracks that I think I might drop like a pre-mixtape to promote that mixtape. I'm going to call that the Cram Session. But I'll see how things work out. I just need Jack Swift to hurry up and drop his shit. I need Mashady King to get that nigga in the booth so he can hurry up and drop his shit so I can start recording my shit, because I don't want to overlap my man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna let him get his time, his shine, and do his shit from the muscle before I even start doing anything. So I'm just waiting, sitting on my shit. That's all.
That's good that y'all take turns, you know what I mean? One person come out, then next
person. Oh, yeah, you can't. I mean, you can flood them, but you, the best promo, you want to focus on one project so everybody can focus on that with you, you know what I mean? You try to do too much, you're only going to get pieces of attention here and there.
Right.
So.
You got a lot of features on this one?
No, man, I ain't even fuck a feature, really. Not really, like that. But this is like my first, mixtape out there really with the most, this is the most like shine I've ever gotten off a mixtape. I've dropped a couple, but now that the internet is popping all crazy and I'm fucking with Aired Out Radio and other radio shows and I'm linking up with these random DJ niggas, like, I'm getting a lot of shine right now. So my whole plan was just to do the whole mixtape myself, let everybody get the most of me they can get. And I probably have like one or two. I got one track already designated to have all my features on it already. There's one track with everybody that I want to feature on that joint. It's going to be crazy. And I think I might have like one more track with a feature on it. I'm not sure. But like for this mixtape, it's just a mixtape. So I don't think I'm going to do too many features. Like when the album come or whatever, or if I drop the Cram Session joint, I might feature a couple more niggas. But other than that, I'm trying to give everybody the most Call Me B-Pop go get they can get in one sitting without being distorted, or, you know what I mean, whatever. But feature-wise, I'm really like the feature man. Like, I love doing features because I don't have to write three verses. I'm really good for 16s and 24s and shit. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to E-Burners. He hit me up after the last show on Twitter and let me know that he had something in mind for me for us to work on. And also, the boy Millie, @Millie215, I don't even know if that's his rap name or whatever, but he's ready to put me on this joint that I Am The Die is on. That's going to be crazy. And also, Cashmere hit me up and told me he was interested in doing a track with me and Jack, so, the features come right. So, I appreciate all that love, and I'm really, really excited to get with y'all and actually have some music, and I'm really excited to premiere it on Aired Out Radio, because I feel like that would just be popping, so... You know what I mean? Whenever y'all ready, what to do, just tell me what to do. And Cashmere, I'm not sure if you were saying that you wanted to get on one of our tracks or you had a track designated for us to get on or whatever. So you might, me and you, we got to talk about that or whatever. But other than that, yeah, you know, me and the Philly Have Not shit, you know, I'm featured on all that shit, like ONS and Machete King shit and Kai shit and Jack shit. Like, but that's in the family, so that's, you know what I mean, already written. Everybody know that I'm somebody going to be on one of them shows, but I'm talking about outside of that. That's pretty good.
Well, you know what? I don't normally hear y'all do no freestyles, so, like, y'all got to start getting into y'all freestyles on the line. Like, y'all fucking up.
What? Who fucking what? Girl, please, listen. Ain't nothing but freestyle. Like, I got, well, the last three
tracks. You got the floor,
the last three tracks, what, like, right now? Girl, please. The last three. Y'all go Look,
he scared, Ma. Look, he don't want to go in.
Don't
usually, you have the camera all on you, and
that's
you ready
when
to go
in. Right, man. All right. You're right. I said, you ready?
What?
All right. I said, first Fallout Boy breakup, then whack niggas make it, and nobody wants to throw me a bone. Well, that's okay, because I fillet my own mignon in Hell's Kitchen, because the best dish is made at home. They can't court us. That means that they'll never take us out, because my man got me covered when I play my zone. They don't deserve a player of a spin on Pandora, so fuck them. I'm going hate to play my song. It goes, gee, Willikers, he's killing them fleas. He's villainous whenever he skeets on the beat. That's rape, murders, and pillages, rage, innocent seeds. Take little Attilas, because his game is under siege. Tidal wave flow, their graves are under seas. Create a tsunami wave, they raise about their seats. Cause the rays he's emitting makes room for them to grow. Now the bass is quicker, harder than Haiti, so make it known. So I guess that I'm Wyclef, and I'll be making sure that the world don't forget. A pair on your set with goons on deck, deeper than America's depth. Yep, look in the mirror, that nigga there is a mess. Yeah.
Okay, Poppy, go get him, motherfucker.
Yeah, I need that drop too, by the way.
Yes. Give them your info when they reach you and all that good stuff.
Poppy, go get them.
Your Twitter.
My Twitter is at Poppy, go get them.
Okay.
Right. If y'all want to. But if y'all, I have a feeling like motherfuckers don't know how to spell that. So it's P-A-P-I. That's Poppy. Because a lot of people spell Poppy weird to me sometimes. P-A-P-I-G-O-G-E-T-E-M. Poppy, go get them. It's all one word, so. Y'all hit me up. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's when the fuck I knew.
See, all you gotta do is spell it, and you'll probably get mad motherfuckers hit you up.
You're right. So what we getting into tonight? I would like for you to play the John Henry joint, because last week it was popping. I think that's what really got niggas' ears open, but it was the last song on the show, so I want to play it again just in case anybody missed it last week.
Yep, we got it in there.
I know you. Right. So you can
All right, so go ahead and introduce it real quick.
Yes, ma'am. You know who it is. It's Call Me B, a.k.a. Poppy Go Get 'em from Liberty University and the Philly Have Nots on Air It Out Radio. This is the joint, John Henry, produced by Triple M on ONS, also part of Philly Have Nots and Liberty University. And, you know, I mixed this joint down myself. Machete King provided me all the instruments and everything I needed. So y'all enjoy this motherfucker. Tell me what you think. Holla at me.
Air It Out Radio, Statrix Flight. Fight. Let's go.
Woohoo!
Blog, I tell you. Let's try that again. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. Probably go get them. You know what? I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Look at the way that I lay tracks. Look at the way that I wave hammers. Look at the way that I move mountains. Look at the way that I lay tracks. I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers. I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains. I'm John Henry. And they just got it. John Henry.
I'm John Henry, I'm top husky, I drop heavy. I do it for the workers, followers, I got plenty. And a coat that does coke and pop zannies, I spike every punch like beatbox, brass knuckles, so rock steady. The way that I'm laying these mean, saying some sayings of steam. Make way, I'm blazing the trail, crazy, I'm raising the steam. My flow stays current, perpetrators are racing upstream. I'm banging away at these beams, I rage against the machine. Like John Connor, a lot hotter, a top shotter, better leave you looking like Ichabod with a pop collar. I fuck the world and I high five, then hop out of the system by the comet like a hoverboard. I'm a mixed flyer, I spit fire, I swing hammers, I spark a fire. A revolution, I'm barely using my entire arsenal, but the spark to glow when it's midnight. And I walk the roads that I pave with a bunch of sick riders. Look at the way that I lay tracks, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains, I'm John Henry. And ain't shit you can do about it, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I lay track, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains, I'm John Henry. And ain't shit you can do about it, I'm John Henry. If you already know me, you can call me Low B. Last of a dying breed, survival of the OGs. If there are guys like me, they must be playing hide and seek shit. That must make me it, so you can call me IT. And I see a lot of guys fishing like the Pisces sleep. Finger licking, bring the grits in when it's time to eat. I always been a sucker for some down south cooking, and they looking like some catfish, so I guess that makes them pussy too. If there are guys like I, they must be playing looky loo, or playing hooky, cause they're not attending LU. These justice ain't registered for this semester. We're the inside edition. Anything else is just extra. You can read all about it when the heat crossed your eyelids. You'll never see it coming like when you see on a blind bitch. G's rolling silence like a log in a creek, and won't speak till we surround them like the sea does an island. And by then I had that piece lined up by the guys sending nose and nose blows and knock the tea off his go. Go, there ain't no stopping. My roll is dirty bopping. Always find me and find this history. What you show. So know that I am like a mad scientist. I am this guy that's just dominant at a high percent, like over 95, like an eye in the sky. You couldn't be this fly without me shining in your eye, tiger. Think twice, fight before you swing. Freeze, like Boba versus Creed. It must be amateur night. Read what I see upon the rap scene, and all your greed go make me start melting off your wax wings. Please refrain from speaking my name, cause it ain't easy easing the pain that I clap from the Mac brains. He's deranged and evil, insane genius, palming the earth like he freeze frames in the handspring. The last thing you wanna do is fall, cook with no season and cross me with no balls. But y'all, there's no reason to watch when you walk down my landmine. The wrong step will cause me to go off the blue. Still Gucci with all of my clothes off, pursue me. Yeah, all the exits and entrances closed off, and now you can't leave. You have entered my dimension, where I'm the center of attention until that show's off. Yeah. Look at the way that I lay tracks, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains, I'm John Henry. And ain't shit you can do about it, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I lay tracks, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains, I'm John Henry. And ain't shit you can do about it, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I lay tracks, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains, I'm John Henry. And ain't shit you can do about it, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I lay tracks, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I wave hammers, I'm John Henry. Look at the way that I move mountains, I'm John Henry. And ain't shit you can do about it, I'm John Henry.
Air.Radio Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to Poppy Go Get 'em, EQ, Bunny, Cashmere, E Bonds, and Ryan Live for tuning in so far. I know I got a lot of people on the end still waiting to get on, so I appreciate all y'all waiting. You know how blog is really giving me hell tonight as well, but you know I'm gonna work through it and see, you know, we can get through everybody without any motherfucking drama. So check the website out, air.radio.net. Hit me on Facebook, Twitter, air.radio. And like I said, I got to clear my throat here. January 19th, the Pole Olympics is going down. Okay, it's a pole competition. Shout out to Vixens on Deck. And like I said, it's a toy demonstration, 8 to 11 at the Arts Garage, 18 to get in, 21 to drink. All right, best dress competition hosted by Trizzy. So if y'all looking for any tickets, make sure y'all hit up his wife, Angel. And, you know, me and Tone Trump is going to be judging that thing. So definitely come out there and be entertained. And tonight's topic is, what is the worst thing that happened to you while you was performing? Like, have you ever fell? Did you forget your lyrics? Whatever the case is. So I'm dying here. What y'all have to say? I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. 6643.
Yo, what's the deal? It's E Burners in your area.
What's going on, eh?
Same old, same old, same old, same old. You know, grinding,
okay.
Working hard, man. Hard work,
so
dedication, man.
So I asked everybody the topic tonight. What's one of the worst things that happened to you while you was performing?
I don't know. I did have a bad experience once. We was out Chester performing in this bar, but it was an old head bar when I was in a group. And they just didn't like us because we wasn't from Chester. Like, so we rapping, we killing this shit. All the old heads start booing us. Yo, it was crazy.
Wow.
But they was booing because they was hating. They wasn't booing because they didn't like it. They knew we wasn't from around there. So, you know what I mean? And then the promoter boy paid us anyway. He was like, man, they was just hating because y'all not from Chester. Y'all was out there screaming Philly and blah, blah, blah. And, you know. So, it is what it is. It was a learning experience, though. I kind of laughed at it because it was a bunch of older people, so it came with the territory.
Okay. Well, what you got going on music-wise?
Oh, man. Whew. I got so much, man. Expect me to drop my 25th mixtape in a week. Then a mixtape from every member from Team Heat is dropping like a month after. Then all the features I got, everybody on Air It Out already know. It's kind of hectic. And starting in February, I go on a Rex to Rex tour, California, Atlanta, North Carolina, Miami, somewhere else. But it's like eight different places, but I think I'm going to be in like four different parts of Cali, so looking forward to that. And my next album dropping, man. And it's looking promising for Air It Out because everything I've been sending to Air It Out is they've been blazing. I really don't do a lot of features on my album because I'm trying to build my name, but at the end of the day, if it's a hot song, it's a hot song. I'm not going to deny it. So,
okay.
Everybody keep bringing that heat, man. It is what it is, man. We're going to do this shit one way or another, man. Strength in numbers, man. And EQ,
sure.
I'm doing my shit, man. The movement is mine. I've been saying that. Chill.
He's stealing your shit.
Nah, he ain't stealing. That's my nigga. I still want my mom to see this movie, so hurry up and put it out, man. Before I edit myself out. It's like, I'm just playing. Everybody like, where the movie at? Where the movie at? Ain't nobody seen nothing.
You gotta wait till February to see it?
I hear him.
Yeah, so it's
going to
be a minute.
February. God damn, he might as well drop the CD. February.
Isn't that what he said, February?
Did he say February? I thought he said January. February,
oh,
far away.
I don't know.
He might have said February. You might be right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought that's what he said.
Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. Poppy, I got you. I've been kind of sidetracked because my mom in the hospital, so.
Yeah, it seems like everybody going through it.
Yeah, I got the song with me and the die song. I got it edited, but I didn't get to send it on Sunday because I was in the hospital all day. So, you know, for the Batcave 2.0. So, I know she probably waiting to hear that. You know.
Well, that's all good. I mean, you got plenty of time. So, you know, the email
address. We about to get this thing banging because we about to shoot a video.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to get ugly. It's about to get ugly. We doing big things over here, too. We trying to get a film. We trying to start our own, like, production company as far as music, video, everything. So, it's about to go down. I got some surprises, too, coming.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's about to be ugly. Real surprise.
I don't really like surprises features, all that much.
Nah, they features with people you wouldn't even expect me to have features with, so.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever works.
I got some stuff in the wing. And I'm not even pressed. I'd rather do songs with Iridatas, really, actually. Instead of people that's out, I like underdogs. I don't like mainstream artists because they get big heads.
Tell me about it.
I'd rather do it with the hungry person instead of the greedy person, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a little harder when you're dealing with the industry artists.
Yeah. But they reach out to me, so
You got the local rappers that think they already stars as it is, so, you know.
Man, these niggas ain't shit.
Bad.
Man, these niggas ain't shit. These niggas ain't doing nothing, man.
Well, you heard Poppy go in. I'm trying to get y'all to get back into y'all freestyle.
All right, I got something.
You know.
I got some shit.
I ain't even trying to get to my Iridatas drop, so go ahead and go in.
Yo, as I sat back and analyzed it, saw that hand snap back to reality, I'm really that man. I done seen the worst shit, a victim myself, thought I was done with this life, burn this back off the shelf, my health is no concern. Besides chronic itching, people look at me like me and Jiz supposed to be bitching. We been here before, this shit happened every day, not to us, but to one of us in the way. The swag still there, my stripes still showing, people want to guess the outcome without knowing. Been showing for a minute, they pray I get locked up, chicks ask me if I care, if beyond Beyonce's knocked up. Shit is real out here. We don't worship celebrities. I stand for integrity. I'm not showing jealousy. Kids get aborted every day. Do y'all care? Y'all more concerned with Gucci and Remy here. By this time next year, I'm going to have your ear. Hip-hop didn't die. It was resting in the air. The throne wasn't much to watch. Y'all still bought it. The Carter 4 dropped and look, baby bought it. A cold world surface. A breath of fresh air. Number one on the chart, so no pump is real clear. They can't shut us up. A closed mouth don't get fed. Had tea. I.P. chilling for 2 years in the feds. The times is changing. Skills starting to matter. I'm shitting on the game. My swag on weak bladder. Let's go, man. Eat burners.
Eat burners, motherfucker. Okay, I like it when y'all spit on the line. I get more excited about that than the actual song. I don't know why, but you know, I get to the live.
Man, I got more bars than corners in the hood. Man, they better ask about me.
You know what? Give them your info and all that stuff. You silly.
Yo, check me out on itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. That'll take you to my Twitter, my Facebook, my Reverb, my Freeway Enterprise, my Aired Out Radio, my everywhere. It'll take you everywhere, man. Take
He's
a walk with
everywhere.
Me, man. You might like it, man. Take a walk with me. Look, it's a good walk, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. And look, every artist need beats. Get at me now. Because end of the top of the year, man, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be free. Get at me, man. I'm trying to link with as many people as possible just to get my beats out there. I didn't produce for no million record selling person, but I feel as though I got an album out there that I produced 7 songs on, and my team got beats for days. So just get at us, man. We got music, man. My producer is going to charge y'all. I'm not. So get at me right now and let's get it popping, man, because I got tracks. I got R&B. I got hip-hop. I got techno. I got pop. I got all of it. So just get at me, man. Whatever you want, just let me know what it is. And Bunny Dial Face, stop playing with me before I hook you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got a banger for her. Like, I got a little street anthem joint for her that's about to pop off. So everybody.
Right, well, what we getting into tonight?
Dan, what you play last week? Play my joint with Nightcrawler. You got that?
Okay. Which song is that?
Any streets?
Oh, okay.
Do you got
that? Yeah, I got it.
Yo, this E-Burn is featuring Texas on Nightcrawler. Ugh. Let's get it, man. Team Air It Out. Let's go.
Real nigga, put the mask on his hustling shit. Cheddar cheese, second to narrow, everything's got a price. My mental mind focus is giddy, so fuck a right. Even the government is greedy, they hustle you with their guns drawn. But if you hit the block, they quick to say you're dead wrong. Tag a motherfucker just to hit you for that currency. And if you're lacking paper, they look to get you physically. The cold of the streets, no honor amongst thieves. The addicts, the dealers, the gangs, and the police. Jobs is getting greedy, they don't wanna pay a nigga's worth. Income getting smaller, now it's two to have to put in work. Taxing every dollar, that's a legal form of robbery. But if it's even money, they quit this real conspiracy. Get how you live, all means handle your biz. Gotta hustle in these streets, so I'ma show you how it is. Yeah.
In the streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it. In the streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it.
Paved the way for a lot of niggas study my genes. Got some sick shit up in me, about to serve to these fiends. They tell your man to stop all the reaching. Before they call, we need some seltzer and the bleaching. When them things get drawn, it ain't for show, dog. Top pop, let it go and head for the back door. We been here, man, y'all doubt and I swear. On everything I love, you won't see next day here. Diamond face on in this game, I'm LeBron. James, look at me, lanes, not even in my prime. I'm just scratching the top, I'm still on the block. Not grinding, but grinding, minus the bird watch. Huh? The cops still stop me, the fans still watch me. Knowing I'm affiliated, go ahead and clock me. It won't change, real recognize, real see a deal or mill. Y'all know where I'ma still be.
In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over some silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it. In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over some silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it.
There's haters all around, looking to see your ass slip. I hustle every day. Looking to cop a large grip. There's laws everywhere, trying to hand out long trips. Some money's on my mind, so money is what I gotta get. Matching these niggas with points, so fuck commas. I am controversy for niggas who want drama. Be careful what you're speaking, my nigga, I told llamas. You hoes ain't ready for burners and nightfall.
Yeah, the streets raised me since a little baby. Some call me crazy, I kept for 380. Burners then surfed the block, X about the lane. Popped off Glock, shot rocks, and still the same. Nigga that I've been, still will ride for my OGs. Bailed out Cody, scream fuck the police. But North Philly Pride, with Texas connect. This is just a warm-up, wait till you see what's next, huh?
In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it. In these streets, I'ma tell you how it really is. Niggas ratting all crazy over silly shit. No code of honor, these lanes out of pocket. Real recognize real, and I'm about to drop it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? You're rocking with the one and only J-Lo, baby, 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 baby. It's Miss J-Lo. And we here at our radio Mondays, 10 to 1, with your number one host, Fire Chick. Get it. Let's do this.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if y'all want to go and hit me up on the lines, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1, because I see a lot of people that's not pressing 1. So if you want to talk, make sure you press 1. And sometimes if you're clicking over and texting and all that stuff, you will drop out of the host key. So just make sure y'all pressing 1. Tonight's topic is, what is the worst thing that happened to you while you was performing live? What's the most embarrassing thing? Also, hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. The Air It Out Villa Tour begins again January the 14th from 1 to 5 Saturday. Free pick video, interviews, all that good stuff on 52nd Street in Philly. No Frills will be there. So if y'all want to get at him for some drops or whatever, y'all finally got opportunity to do so. He's right there. Y'all can hold him hostage and all that good stuff. January 19th is the Pole Olympics. It's like a pole competition. Shout out to Trizzy and his wife, you know, for giving me the opportunity to be a judge. Me and Tone Trump going to be there hosting that thing. 18 to get in, 21 and up. Well, you know, 21 to drink, rather. And best dress and all that good stuff. There's a lot of things going on. So I think they're going to get a flyer, and that's going to be out. So y'all see me pushing that a little bit more as well. And also, shout out to Jay Spark for the shoe hookup. Make sure y'all check out the website on the homepage. Y'all can check out my girl, Jay Sparks. Check out the future of shoes. I mean, the shoes is crazy. And hit up Machete King if y'all looking for some radio edits for, you know, any radio show. It don't necessarily have to be Batcave 2.0. It can be any radio show. He can do some edits for y'all. 1 for 7 and 5 for 25. So hit him up, Machete King, on Facebook or Twitter. Y'all, he's not hard to find. He's somewhere on there. Hit him up, and, you know, y'all can go from there. I don't really like being the middle person. I just connect and keep it moving. So, again, shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. You know, I apologize for the delay. We're going to keep it moving as time goes on. Shout out to E. Burners, you know, him spitting and Poppy. If y'all want to spit, y'all are more than welcome to do so. I mean, I want to, like, try to get back into that. That's originally how my show used to be when it first came on. You know, I used to get everybody to spit. So if y'all want to spit, feel free to do so. Like, I ain't going to stop you. I would give y'all drop, because usually I give the drop in, but blogs be fucking up so much, I don't even want to try to go over there and get it and come back to y'all, because shit might just be fucked up. So never mind. We'll just go in wherever you can get in. So I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more. 0186.
Yo.
Yo. Air It Out Radio, what's good with it?
What's good, what's good? This is Picasso.
What's up, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay, okay. I got to ask you, the topic tonight is, what's the worst thing that ever happened to you while you was performing? Did you fall? Did you mess up your words?
I would probably have to say, it was one of those situations where I'm performing and I had a, it was one of the mics that had the cords on it, and I happened to trip, but I caught myself. I'm probably 15 years, so ever since then, it got to be a cordless mic.
What happens if it's not a cordless mic, though?
Then I can't be doing too much moving around.
Exactly.
I can't be doing too much, because I'm too focused on the crowd. I'm not even peeping on the court.
Right.
Yeah, that was bad. Some people peeped it, some people didn't, so. I played it off.
Right. You played it off? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, happens to the best of them. Happens to the best of them.
Right.
Okay. So what you got going on music-wise?
Well, I got the release coming on. My album gets released January 6th. I got that event, a whole concert happening on in Philly, downtown Philly, at Sigma Sound Studios. And this weekend, actually, I got to be in New York to do a show out there. Then I got a talk show in Virginia on Sunday. Then I'm back in Philly on Christmas Eve at Parish Hall doing a show out there, you know, performing out there at a Christmas Eve bash. So I'm in and out busy doing a whole lot of promo.
How is that studio? Because I've never been there. Is it decent?
It's nice. It's real crazy. You should come out. You should really come out.
Yeah.
The showroom, the showroom is vicious, though. You'll enjoy yourself. Trust me. I promise you.
Okay. All right. So that's right off of the, what is it, the convention center, right?
Yeah, right there around 12th and Vine.
Okay. All right. How much is the studio time on Nosy?
I think it depends on who's recording it. Everybody
oh.
got different prices, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you got any mixtapes or whatever?
Well, Love & Music, that's coming out January 6th. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people have been, it was supposed to come out on November 25th, but I had to push it back. You know, a whole bunch of stuff popped up. And I had a death in the family, so I had to hold back on that whole thing. And you know, I'm giving people a better treat on January 6th. So that same day, that's the day the project gets released.
Okay. All right. So you got any shout outs or whatever you
want to
give everybody?
Well, shout out to all the fans that's online, you know, listening and waiting, you know, to hear. Shout out to, you know, my management crew and my writers and everybody that's on deck. Late Jones, a whole bunch of artists that I work with. Soldier Nation, they doing my marketing campaign, they doing anything out there. So it's anybody I'm forgetting. They know what it is, but
I know that's right. And then when you don't acknowledge them, they be mad as shit. Don't they?
Yeah, they get heated. But I always got to put it in there.
That's cool. All right, so I know I got a track in here of yours, but I'm trying to get everybody in the spitting mode. So you feel like spitting tonight, or are you good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess it depends how bad you want to spit.
Just a quick 16, nothing major. I know y'all be going in like, come on.
Yeah, I heard everybody out there is doing a chat to them too, all the artists that got there earlier. You know, aired our radio, but I said, a king in the making, come and pay me gratitude. They tell me, Suey, these other rappers is mad at you, because I developed from having rhymes with latitude. Now I'm a beast, I'm King Kong with an attitude. I make the music that heavy hitters will listen to. Super Castle, that's something you need to witness to. Give me one quick second and I diminish you. All I need is air and a heartbeat to finish you. Cold-blooded, am I making it obvious? Top floor, I'll leave you right where the lobby is. Let me tell you exactly just what my hobby is. I take records and I just body it. Competition, I see none, they ladder hate. With no pads and beats, I make them suffocate. Take over, I'm aiming all listeners. I body every rapper and I'm taking no prisoners. I'm going to leave it at that for right now. Something.
I like the competition. You know, seasoning. I like that part. That's like my motto over there.
Oh, okay. So, you can take that.
He said I just got
it. You can take that. Anyway.
No, I'm just talking about Give them your info where they can reach you at.
www.supercastle.com. They follow me on Twitter, you know, at Supercastle, Reverb Nation, Supercastle. You know, just Google Supercastle, you'll get everything on YouTube and SoundCloud.
You know you
won't
have to spell that. You know you won't have to spell that name.
Picasso, PICASSO, you know, got the single getting spin right now overseas. Out in Tokyo, you know, we about to start making that push over here in the States. So, Hello Sunset, y'all go ahead and check that out. You know, getting the video done in a couple of weeks. So,
okay. You know, this thing is only like a minute or something?
Say that again.
Is that right? It's only like a minute or something?
Something like that.
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn, I done fucked up again. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's your fault. Shit. No, okay. Go ahead and introduce it for me. Go ahead and introduce it for me. Hello?
Hello?
You there? Yeah, go ahead and introduce it.
Okay, hello, Sunset. My bad. Hello, Sunset, Supercastle. On air.radio.net. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and everything. But Hello, Sunset. That's the single game spend out right now. You know, I hope y'all enjoy it.
Thank you.
get gone, let's fade into the night. Pack nothing but the stuff that we got on, with no worries in sight.
Yeah, my heart is out. See it all, see the one is out. See, I don't wanna kill, but I'ma take a shot at love. But you know that my guns is out. Pow, pow, pow.
I can tell you it's all sweet, beautiful from the first night to the sound of your heartbeat. I'ma write another verse like, am I dreaming, baby? Maybe I don't wanna wake up. Attitude is crazy, baby, I don't wanna break up.
Okay. Shout out to Picasso on that one. Hello, Sunset. I told you it was like a minute and something. So anyway, make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook or Twitter. And check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Hopefully we can get another track in here of yours and play it in its entirety. So, you know, at the end of the day, January 14th, it goes down. The Sneaky Villa tour begins. If y'all have not been there, please go to YouTube, Air It Out Radio, and check it out and see what's going on. It's going to be pictures, videos, interviews, all that stuff is for free. You get to perform one song. Please come in with your CD. Have it on a CD and have it clean, clean. I don't have it on a USB and none of that. DJ, wait a minute, gets very upset. You know, he's very emotional. So please have it on the CD. And don't have it wave, have it MP3. All right, clean. You know, it's going to be kids there. You can bring your kids out. It's one of them events where, you know, you can bring them out and all that good stuff. Bring your mom out. She can finally see you perform. Like, you really need to bring your ass out. Like I said, one song, clean. And have it on a CD. That's all you got to do. Bring your ass there and be patient. Come early. Last time there was like 60-something artists there. So if you come late, you will be waiting around a long time. Some people left and came back and still was waiting. So at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. Some people was paying and all that stuff to switch places with people. Like, it gets really, really nasty. So please come early to this event. And no frills to be there somewhere. Shout out to Villa for giving us the opportunity to even come. Ran Live, Eddie Barnes, Cashmere, Bunny, EQ, Poppy, Go Get 'em, and Picasso, Nonfiction. I think he was on here somewhere. And I see Black Cancer on there too. So bear with me. I'm coming to you at the end of the day. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. Shout out to E-Burners too. Did I say E-Burners? Okay, if not, didn't know. Well, you know, I'll just set it for you anyway. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more and see what's going on. 2045.
What's up, Object?
What's up? Who this?
This is Dre, V-A-I-M-G. What's good, fam?
What's up?
I just call
you sound like a straight killer. What?
She's
about to murk me already. Damn. Nah, what's going on?
I just called in to show you some love tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet. The love. Okay. Where you from? I see this 4434. What's up with that?
I'm from Virginia area.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's
what's up. Yes, I'm just on
here listening.
I'm just on here listening to you. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, considering blog pissing me off, but yeah, other than that, you know, the show usually goes a lot smoother than this. But you know, I apologize for your listeners. So, I ain't got no music in here of yours, do I?
Nah, I'm just listening.
Say y'all, A&R, you never know who's listening. You never know. So, what's your record label?
I don't have no record label. I'm just A&R for the whole of Virginia. You know.
Yo, that was really good. Yeah, it was really, really good.
Me and Rick's been friends for over like 15, 20 years, you know, and, you know, he just came back and grabbed me up like he said he was going to do. I mean, but I got artists, though, I can send to you, though. I mean, that's no problem.
He said I'm an A&R, but I ain't got no label. You know what? Max, all day. But I appreciate you calling in. You got anything you want to promote, you know, while you on here?
Yeah, I'm going to promote the conference on February 3rd in Savannah, Georgia, IMG Universal Music Group and EMI and Soul Food Entertainment. We're going to have our first conference on February 3rd. I want everybody to be there. You know, the cost is $400. And if I check, I can email you some information over about that maybe tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. It's mandatory that I go.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting the threats. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I'm going to be there, so I'll definitely be meeting you for the first time. So that's what's up.
All right. I'm just on here listening.
All right. So give them your website info really quick before you your Facebook or Twitter.
You can hit me up on Twitter, Dre, V-A-I-M-G, and y'all can hit me anytime. I'm on there nonstop, so I'll be looking out for anybody who be hitting me up on there. Thank you, Foul Chick.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, too. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, he was too funny. Shout out to IMG, and shout out to Rick for giving him the number and passing it on. So, you know, that's all it takes sometimes is just, you know, to pass some info down, you know. Even if you're not an artist or whatever, you can still come on and promote yourself. It's all love, like, at the end of the day. So, I know he's still on here. I'm trying to mute him. But check the website out, airitoutradio.net, and if you're on the net, hit me up, 347-677-1163. Blog is acting really, really silly tonight. Y'all can catch me on Tuesday night, 12 to 3, back at 2.0 with Ricky Knight and DJ Wait a Minute on the ones and twos. We're going to be playing a couple of them freestyles that we had at the back at 2.0 promo event on Saturday. So if y'all was there, y'all get a chance to hear what y'all did on the air. So that'd be a good thing. If y'all want to send some 16s in, send them to the Back Cave email, which is backcaveradio2.0@gmail.com. If that's too fast for you, make sure you go to the website or go to my website. Everything is there. Just click on the link and you'll see everything. So it's not that hard to find. So if you can't find any information that I told you about my website or my Twitter or whatever the case is, my Facebook or whatever, go to my website, which is airitoutradio.net, which is very easy. Go there, and everything should be there on the homepage, and you can find whatever it is that, you know, you need to find. All right? So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. 9075.
Yo, what it do? What's good, Fire? How you doing?
Who's this?
This is Jay Wills, a.k.a. Cole Ray. How you doing?
I'm good. I like the energy. You said it's
yeah,
Jay Wills?
Yeah, that's what's up. I finally got a chance to get on Air It Out Radio, man. For those that don't know, I was a Blog Talk host at one point in time, too.
Okay.
I got a lot of shit to do from that. Like, I got to interview T-Pain's dad over the Quarter Million situation. I got to bring Sly Boogie on the show from the West Coast. You know, so I got to do a lot of different things. And I don't know if you guys are connected. Are you guys connected to the San Diego Bat Cave? Because if you do,
if you guys are,
shout out to Jazz and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I do know that cat too. I definitely want to give a couple shout outs real quick if that's possible. Definitely shout out to the Inland Rollers, man. That's my team right there. They're out there from Murder Valley, California. You know, San Marino Valley, California. And they do music too, you know what I'm saying? So look up Inland Rollers. Also, Jay Wills, you know what I'm saying? Just Google that. I definitely want to say as well that A Step Ahead has helped me out. They do alternative music, and they're actually a pretty cool band. They've been helping me out. So I want to give it up to them, Avalon Studios, Zohar, the Vila, and Rubin, which is the bassist slash guitarist for Step Ahead. You know what I'm saying? Good shout out to your guys' relationship. And that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? And definitely shout out to Air It Out Radio for letting me be heard because it's been a year since I've been back in the booth.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
Why you stopped doing blog? Like, what happened?
I stopped doing blog talk because at first I was an intern for a show called Show Talk Radio. And then after that situation, I ended up doing my own show called VOI Presents, or the Be Her Show Presents VOI, which is Victims of the Industry. That's my movement right there, along with UCS Entertainment, which is My Time to Shine Entertainment. Long story short, I got into some negotiations, and the negotiations didn't go too well for me. So at that point in time, I kind of just dropped out of Blog Talk Radio. But there's going to be some talk of like me being pushed by an independent label, you know what I'm saying? But I felt like they didn't want to push me the way that they should have. So we had to renegotiate and, you know, do what you got to do, man. You know what I mean? That's what that is right there. So now I'm trying to work on this project called CONS, which is the California OnStar Project, and it's got a lot to do with, like, martial law, politics, relationships, temptation, shit like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then my brother, who produces a lot of my beats, Mike Wills, is coming out with a project right now, too, called One People, One Struggle, Stay United, Stay Peaceful. And that's the shit. If you guys haven't heard Mike Wills, go, like, YouTube that, Google that. If you haven't heard Jay Wills, which is spelled JAEWILZ, you guys definitely need to hear that out, too. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be in a booth recording a new track called CONS Recession. And so I had to bring a little treat to Air It Out Radio, the fire, because I've been looking at your guys' page for like a year, and like, damn, can I get on a show? When can I get on a show? Because I see you guys are buzzing, and I'm like, man, I need to holler at them. Can I get some, you know what I'm saying, product to move to them? So that finally happened. I finally got blessed with that, and now, you know, I'm starting to do that. As far as the craziest things that happened to me when I'm at a show, I had a show in Riverside, California, where a Blood and a Crip started fighting, and the dude that does security, that used to do security for my shows, named Cynical, that's like my big homie and shit, he had to grab them fools off the stage. I also had another incident where at that same club, I went up there and I had to call the DJ to come up to the club. But the DJ came up to the club with a knife. And I didn't know this fool had this blade.
Dang,
he dropped the blade in front of the manager of the club.
So
that was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't drop mics or anything crazy like that because that's unprofessional. We don't do that. No, I'm just I'm joking, right?
I'm joking,
just a little bit, you know.
Now listen, I gotta ask you about blog. Since you were blog, you know, you used to have blog. Now, was blog always good to you? Did you have problems with blog?
Blog's always had its problems. The best thing that I could say to you, as big as you are and as big of a push as you have, and as magnetic as your show is and your personality seems to be, is really go get a CSAC license and get this push for these artists, because you guys are, like, you guys are amazing. It's just the shit that I've been able to hear on the show, you know what I'm saying, right now, is, like, good. And I think that if more people heard it and you guys actually did, I don't know what your legal situations are, but if you guys actually do have your licensing behind it, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
ACR is just when you're trying to, like, first blow. You know what I mean? I would not recommend anybody to stay there for longer than like a year, maybe two. You know what I'm saying? Unless
you start outgrowing it. You start outgrowing blogs. Like, I feel like I'm over it right now. Yeah, I'm over it.
Because you guys are on a whole different level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I see that way from here. I'm from San Diego. I'm from Southeast Diego, but I'm out here in Arizona. But I see you guys way out there in Philly out here. So that's how you prove, that's the proof that the system actually works. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that is right there, you know?
Yeah.
So
well, I definitely appreciate you coming through and stuff. So that's major to me, you know, another radio host, well, ex-radio host, whatever the case is, you know, coming through, showing love. So I appreciate that. So I think I got a track from you, right? Is this your track giving back?
Let me get a couple bars in. I want to get a drop for you guys. I'll freestyle for you guys real quick. This is a Christmas story for rappers out there.
Uh-oh.
Look. Looney Tune rappers playing Who Framed Roger Rabbit can't decide between skinny jeans and pink for wrestling belts to match with. Surgeon General's wanting to decapitate your favorite rap click, allowing to choose which inanimate object they get bashed quick. Co-Red the businessman, rapidemic super friends. When we blow invisible paint on the bread, make them say that's a super bend. Style Harajuku won a Black Friday, Lil Kim. I said KR Nasty, batters $3 for it. Nicki Minaj, you could rely on him. It carry hip hop on my back like the Watutu tribe. But you ain't got no job, Tommy. Everybody know you lie. And his grades be lower than my eyes be off that cushion. Educated records, haunt in the streets, getting brain while I'm reading a book. To the day, the final chapter written on the wall, I'ma remain to be your predator like Ronald McDonald visiting y'all. And Charles Manson is alive, but Tiki Williams is dead. So I'ma continue on the African legacy instead. He said, it's cold red. You know, Shannon, come holler at me.
They will. Okay. So you are a host, well, ex-host, rapper. You know, what else? Add to it?
I was going to school for business, and I ended up dropping out, unfortunately, right now. We don't always have, see, as artists, what makes great music is that we have our struggles and our tribulations, too. You know what I mean? So right now I'm going through a lot of struggles and tribulations. That's what I got to say, too. My grandpa died this year. So rest in peace to Grandpa Williams and the whole Wills fam. Just hold your head right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm down for anything else. I'm really more right now into grassroots politics and trying to spread it through media because we need a change in the world, like, now. And if we don't get it, it's going to be really, really, really bad. You know what I mean? And the next single that I bring you, like I said, CONS Recession, is actually a club track written from the perspective of, like, people that are in a club, but they still feeling the effects of the recession. So when I bring you that, I will make sure that, because this shit is going to be hot. When I bring you that track, I'll make sure that's the first place I air it out at. How about
that's
that?
It's called
Air It Out Radio. So that's what that is. And I definitely want to shoot that to the Backhead 2.0 too, because y'all are ridiculous. Y'all nuts, man. I don't understand why y'all aren't well yet. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it in. Y'all made me want to go all the way from Arizona to Philly just to come party with y'all. How live is that, though?
You got to make it out to one of our events. You know what I mean? Air it out.
We'll try to do that. We'll see what's in the future with these economics. That's the other thing right now, too. With 20 days before Christmas, I do have shit on sale right now. We got T-shirts. We got rap puzzles. We got backpacks. We got shit like that. Just go holler at reverbnation.com/JAEWILLZ619. I don't care what you do, but by your mama, your auntie, your niece, your uncle, whoever else, that shit. We trying to really push this shit. You know what I mean? So
right?
That's what that is. And thank everybody for the love, man. You know what I mean? That's why they try to give me back. That's what that is.
I like that. Straight up out of Arizona. That's what it is.
Well, you got my inbox, so you know. That's what it is. For sure, bro. Thank you.
You're always welcome.
All right. Well, like I said, you know, trash call, give me back. Just, that's it. You know what I mean? And definitely inbox me. Tell me what you guys thought about it, man. You know what I mean? It only gets greater from here. You know what I'm saying?
Funny because you know what? The song is playing, but it's not doing nothing. See what I mean? Blog, y'all gonna fuck up. Straight up, bagging the fuck up. So, anyway. Let's see if we turn it up. Maybe that was one of those. No, nothing. See? Why am I going to fuck up? So anyway, give me a few minutes. Maybe I'll refresh the page and see what the fuck happens. But what was your blog that you had originally that you was under again?
Are you talking about, like, my links? You can go...
Yeah, I mean, is it still there, right?
Yeah, I don't know if the Blog Talk Radio, you know what the funny thing about that is with them I was doing negotiations, and then I got into one of their basically, like, artist agencies, and even after doing the negotiations, like, I went back to their page a couple months later or whatever, and I looked and my name was still up on their site, and I was like, wow, Like, we're still, I'm not doing business with
them. Yeah, I think it
anymore.
Doesn't go nowhere. I think it stays there, but, how many hours?
It's probably, my Blog Talk radio sessions are still there. Probably just look up Be Heard, Google Be Heard. Shout out to Patrick Tarver, you know what I'm saying? That's the creator of Be Heard. That's a good dude right there, man. I'm just,
What was it about, though?
Why did the negotiations not work, or what was my show about?
Yeah, what was the show about?
The show itself, like Victims of the Industry, basically what I did is I took politics and I took hip-hop and I mixed them together. So I would drop you guys like the TMC news, you know what I'm saying, how people call in or whatever. I would also like talk about relevant issues, see how people will feel about that. Just interviewing people, and then Be Heard, the agency that I was underneath for that show, was for artists. They were just basically reaching out to artists, trying to get artists to join their team. I mean, because Be Heard was actually, it was pretty much like a front for a record label, is what it was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so they were just feeding artists into their think tank. You know what I mean? And they came up with your boy Cole Red. That's what that is. And shout out to Breeze from Black Wall Street too, because that dude, that's the dude that added the red on the end of my name. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't know. That's just how that happened. It stuck. Code Red. Now everybody,
okay.
You hear me? That's what that
right,
is.
We're gonna try this. We're gonna try this again and see what happens. You know what I mean? You never know.
I'm hoping that it's not broke, because I know I sent you the MP3. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that the link's not broke. Shit. Block Talk do that, though.
Yeah, you'll never believe what just happened just now. Anyway, we have a problem with your track. I have no idea. I've never seen that happen before. But anyway, you definitely going to have to get a song on me for next week. So I don't know why it's doing that. It, like, the button totally disappeared at the face of the earth.
Wow. Yeah,
yes.
See if you can try to do that again. And it, I don't know. Something. All right.
Yeah, if I wasn't like so close to the end of the show, I probably would just keep refreshing it. But yeah, I ain't going to play with it too much. I got a couple more callers, though. But next
sure.
week,
I'll
you got a song with me. Yeah, I apologize. Belfie.
Don't even trip. All right.
All right. Air It Out Radio. It's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Blog be putting me through it, y'all. I don't understand the drama. So anyway, I'm gonna keep hitting up the lines a little bit more into I don't think my guest is gonna come. He already is they talking about they can't find him, so you know how artists feel. So at the end of the day, Blog still goes on, Air It Out still goes on. And let me see. Singing Villa Tour begins again January 14th, 1 to 5 Saturday. Free picks, videos, interviews, all that good stuff. 52nd Street. No Frills will be there. DJ Wait a Minute will be there. Please hit up DJ Wait a Minute for some mixtapes, y'all. Like, what's wrong with y'all? He's right there, accessible for y'all. He's very reasonable. You know, he's trying to make his name and, you know, make sure he get nominated for the Hip Hop Awards next year. So definitely hit him up. And I want to, like, are y'all going to the Hip Hop Awards? That's what I really meant to ask y'all, motherfuckers, was y'all really going? Because I'm going to be there. I got to find something to wear first, though. I don't know if y'all going to get dressed up, but I like the stuff like that. I like to get jazzy. So we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. 2886. Hello?
Hello?
2886. What's up?
What's going on? This is Copo from the Bronx, New York City.
The Bronx, what up?
I'm chilling. Just heard one of the dudes I knew for a couple of years on your radio show. It was crazy that you had him on there. He just was just talking to you, Cole Red.
Who was it? Oh, Cole Red? Okay.
Cole Red. I was listening. I was tuned into the show for about an hour right now.
Okay.
And he just was talking to you, and I'm like, wow, that's my homie and all. I know from San Diego.
Yeah, he seemed like he cool people, too. Like, that was his first time calling in. So
he got
I think he's still on the air. He's still on the air. You want to give him your info where he could reach you or whatever?
Yeah, I'm going to send out my number, you know, if he's still listening.
I'm
going to
send out my number.
Huh?
No, I thought you were going to give your Twitter or whatever. But that's cool.
Oh, you can get my Twitter. My Twitter is twitter.com/Kopo7D. Kopo7D, that's Kopoe7D. Actually, I just followed you on Twitter and sent you a shout-out, too.
All right.
And, I'm actually a DJ slash film editor. So I do videos and stuff. You can get online and check my stuff out on YouTube. Got a couple of things on WorldStar, too, also.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yes. I've been working for a long time, been DJing for 19 years. So
wow.
I got a little things going on.
Good friends with
Corey Guns from the Bronx.
Yes, Corey Guns.
He's a good friend of mine.
He's supposed to come on Black A 2.0, so we still getting that together. A date.
Wow. I will definitely be letting him know next time. Actually, he's in the city right now. As soon as I get around him, I'll be letting him know. But I've been listening to the radio show. You know, you got that thing going on right now. It sound good.
Yeah, Block pissing me the fuck off, though. But other than that, you know what I mean? It's a good show. But I just hate Block. They just so over them right now. But I don't have no music here. You're not a rapper. So you want to give out some more shout-outs or, you know, you want to let everybody know how much you charge for your video?
Actually,
no, I
maybe discuss that. I'm gonna get my number out. Rappers,
yeah,
DJs,
give your number out.
No DJs, rappers. If you're looking for the videos, you need a good HD, clear video with the Canon 7D, clear video. Holler at me at kpflms1@gmail.com. That's kpflms1@gmail.com. Or you could call 917-736-2886. That's 917-736-2886. If you're looking for that good video that could paint the picture behind you, your single, your song, whatever you do, holler at me and I can paint the picture for you. Hook you up.
Now, you ain't going to tell how much you're charging, old pump.
Nah, when they call
you
me,
gonna
I can
all the way to
a good
Philly?
Deal.
You going to come all the way to Philly? You going to come all the way to Philly?
Philly is
Philly
is 2 hours away.
Y'all be wanting to travel every time. The food.
I come to Philly. I come everywhere. I come to Philly. Philly two hours away from me.
Okay.
That's right next to me.
Right,
no problem. Actually, I'm going to meet you at the Hip Hop Awards. Is the Hip Hop Awards in New York?
It probably is, but I don't know nothing about it. I'm talking about, this one is in Philly. Yeah, this one's in Philly.
Okay, then I'll be in Philly then. Did you talking about the Mixtape Awards?
What? What'd you say?
The Mixtape Awards.
No, I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
You gotta drop the info on that to me on Twitter or whatever. I'll
let you know about the Mixtape Awards, but when you get a chance, because I'm gonna give some more of the rappers their chance to get on there and talk their stuff.
Yeah.
I'm listening. But you get a chance when you get that Jay Wills joint. I want to hear that.
Yeah. I know. I don't know what the hell happened. The button just disappeared. No lie.
And Jay Wills, if you're listening, if you got my number, call me, homie.
Yeah, I think he dropped off.
Yeah, he's not looking at his number.
Yeah,
you see my Twitter? Follow me back, because I
follow
you.
I will. Listen, I got to delete some people first, because, you know, Twitter be blocking me quickly.
Oh, okay.
Because I be following too many people. So I got to X some people out the way, yeah. All right, so I appreciate you calling through on.
No doubt. Thanks.
All right. There it is. Air It Out Radio, it's that Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, man, Air It Out Radio. I know I say it throughout the show, but, you know, I got to keep saying it so y'all know what the hell is going on. All right. Let me see. I'm going to try to hit the lines. Look, why do y'all do this? Like, toward the end of the show, everybody want to start, like, coming on, like, I don't got a couple more minutes left for the show. I'm going to smack y'all for real. All right, 32-92.
3292.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, hey, I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not.
What did you say?
I don't know, can you hear me right?
Yeah, we're on the air. This is Air Out Radio. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually calling because I'm a fan of your guys' antics and whatnot.
All right. Woo, I got a fan.
Yeah, I've been listening for quite a while, and I gotta say I'm really intrigued by the way you guys compose yourselves on air. And I love hearing your guys' music and whatnot, so it's pretty cool.
Thank you. I'm sure all the Air Daughters would be glad to hear that. I'm quite sure they, appreciate that. What's your name?
Ruben. A lot of the street cats call me Rube Dog. That's Rube D-O-double-G.
Oh, okay. That was you.
For sure. Well, you know what it is. I'm just here, calling up your guys' station.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. I appreciate that. Okay. So, what's your Twitter and all that stuff so they can hit you up and show you some love?
Yeah, for sure. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to homegirl Chica Sweet. She's a hip-hop artist down in Spring Valley, San Diego. And then a little while ago, you just had my homeboy Jason. That's Code Red, J. Wills. Check him out on Reverb Nation. He's another hip-hop artist. I'm sure you probably remember him. He was on the phone with you like 13 minutes ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, his link was all sorts of
stuff.
Will
got a lot of love. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a funny cat, but he's cool. He's got a good heart. He's got some good runs. You know what it is. So. All right.
That's what's up. Shout out to Jay. All right, so give your info and whatnot, so they can reach you. So, since you're giving all the love back, so we're going to see if they can give you some love, too.
Yeah, for sure. I play guitar for a hardcore band called A Step Ahead. We're actually going to be on tour here starting on December 30th to the end of January with our homies from Los Angeles. And you guys can check us out on facebook.com/A Step Ahead AZ. And actually, we also had a video that we dropped on Thursday as well. So if you want to check out some dudes getting hit with some dodgeballs and whatnot, by some hot babes, check us out on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. All
right, for sure. All right.
You know what it is.
You said you know what it is? Okay, I know what it is, yeah. I definitely appreciate you calling in, and thank you for the love. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter so everybody can follow you, all right?
Yeah, am I allowed to answer the question?
Sure?
The scenario, like the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to me live?
Oh, yeah. Okay, what is yours?
Oh, come on. You was trying to forget about me?
Well, toward the end of the show, I do kind of care. Sure.
Oh, if you want me to, I'm real quick. That's what I'll say.
I'm sorry.
I'm
but just kidding. What's your worst thing that ever happened to you while you performed?
Well, we were on tour and we were out in Vegas and we were getting super, super smashed. And near the end, I actually I threw up over several people, including the promoter.
Ew. Why did you throw up? Like,
I had like 8 too many screwdrivers that night, plus like 114 ounces of
come on,
beer.
Man.
Screwdrivers?
Really? What hurt you?
Yeah, I know.
Screwdrivers,
gross.
Orange juice, and vodka.
Well, I don't know. It was just a
that's
lot.
The screwdrivers.
In 45 minutes, so.
Shout out to J Love. She on the line. She a bartender. She know what it is. Like, it's a screwdriver, right? As far as I know, how many did you have?
Screwdriver is it's vodka with orange juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a fan of those? I'm gonna have to bring you around down to the station sometime, girl.
Yeah, you must have had a whole lot of vodka in it. A whole lot of vodka. All right.
Well, I have a lot of them, so.
Okay, I got you. All right, so that's what's up. I appreciate you coming through. You got anything else you wanna throw out there real quick?
Yeah, I was gonna I was thinking about freestyling a little bit, just throwing y'all cats a few rhymes, you know, trying to show y'all what's up. But I don't
all
know
right,
if you
real
got
quick.
Time for that, you know?
Real quick, hurry up. Come on, let's go.
For sure. This goes out to my homies down in the Cali, the 619. I'm holding on to that cannon, that big old fucking 357, and I'm going to pull the jihad like I'm on 7-Eleven, and you're going to need a turban to hold that brain matter, because when I let this gag go, your brain starts splattering. It's splattering that I got you in this position, that I got you turning to God, that you're feeling hope and revolution. It's my ambition to be the number one killer. Nobody's sicker than me. Nobody's iller. And there's a filler on your body after this fatigue, killing everything in my path and my vicinity. That's what you're going to grab a G, 619, check me out. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Love you.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Shout out to Jay. He's getting a lot of love right now. So just hold on a second. I'm going to mute your mic or whatever. But shout out to Jay. He's getting a lot of love. That was his first time coming on. Shout out to you for even coming on, too. I know you coming from a whole... Where you say you was from again? I'm sorry.
Right now, I'm actually I'm residing in Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. All right, that's for sure.
For sure.
So, dang, Arizona, like, I think this is the most I had Arizona on in a minute. Like, usually I be getting UK love and all kind of stuff. Like, I get my UK love back up, you know. So, I know I got the Philly love and the Jersey and all that, but, you know, the UK, I like that UK love, so.
Hey, you know I'm trying to hold it down for y'all down over here in AZ. You know what it is. Trying to keep up the heat in the summertime, keep it up in the wintertime as well.
I definitely appreciate that. All right, babe, thank you for calling in. Listen, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. 7997. Okay, you're lost, buddy. All right, let me keep it moving. 0519. Yep.
Hello.
Shorty, what's good? What's good? 0519, that's you, babe. Hello. Okay.
Keep it moving.
He said keep it moving. I'm going to punch you. All right. Oh, shoot, I hit my damn fucking knee. All right. Anyway, let me see. Who else didn't I go to? Because I don't want to miss anybody. All right, it's going to be like, Fire, you didn't even come to me. And I was on hold. Now I got to hear all that shit when I get off the air. You know what I mean? So anyway, shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. And Frenchie Montana and my girl did not show. I know her reason for not coming, so I don't know Frenchie's, but I don't want to talk crap because that's usually what, you know, most radio hosts do. They talk crap whenever the artist doesn't come on. But, you know, I'm a little disappointed. But at the end of the day, like, I don't try to burn bridges with anybody because, you know, you never know, they might want to come back on or whatever. Something might have happened. So I'm not going to talk shit. But anyway, I'm a little upset, you know. But shout out to Frenchie. Hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, and also y'all can hit me up on Batcave 2.0 every Tuesday from 12 to 3. Shout out to DJ Wait a Minute and Ricky Knight. What else do I want to tell y'all? Oh, the Olympics, the Pole Olympics, all right? That is a competition, all right? With the ladies on the pole, they're going to be dressed, fellas, so don't get no ideas, okay? You can still see whatever you can see underneath all of the clothes, all right? 8 to 11, Arts Garage, all right, 18 and get in, 21, a drink, $15 per person, $20 for a couple, $25 at the dope, okay, and they're having the best dress contest, so, you know, smack your shoe on and come up there looking fly, and, you know, I'm going to be one of the judges, and Tone Trump is going to be a judge as well. All right, I appreciate everybody tuning in. Oh, you know what I got to tell y'all about the Big Bangs? I don't know if y'all told y'all earlier, but for anybody that wants to get their music played at the Big Bangs, I'm going to be doing some new stuff with Nafis. He does that on Fridays. And I'm just pretty much on my promo, you know, shit right now. So anybody that want to give me some tracks, I am going to listen to every track that goes in. I'm going to be really picky. If they're not club bangers, don't even bring them to me. I'm going to bring some club bangers to Big Bangs, and, you know, so y'all can get an idea of how the crowd is going to act to some of y'all stuff if y'all have never had any of y'all shit played at a club. So I think the place holds like maybe 300 or 200 people, whatever the case is. But it's still a good opportunity. And hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And or if you got my number, hit me up, either or email me. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. And send me some drops. Y'all can send some drops in. And y'all can send in some music. Make sure it's MP3, y'all. I don't do the links. I do not do the links. I'll send you a nice little email and tell you I don't do links, all right? January 14th is the Air It Out Villa Tour, and that's on a Saturday. Most of my events are on Saturday from 1 to 5, just for JP and future references, all right, fellas? Because, you know, it's the weekend, and you can bring your kids or whatever the case is. And plus, I don't have a lot of drama during the daytime. You know what I mean? Y'all act the fuck up. It's broad daylight. You know, not saying that shit don't happen in the daytime, but, you know. So, anyway, what else? All right, like I said, Backseat 2.0 Tuesdays, 91.7 FM, DJ Wait a Minute, and Fire Chick and Ricky Knight. This week's guest, we're going to have Caddy and Honcho. So, if y'all don't know the controversy that's going on with Caddy, she's saying that, you know, Nicki stole some of her shit, so with that song that she has out. So y'all want to tune in for that. I'm not going to give all the details out, so you have to tune in and let her explain it. We're going to break down the songs. We're going to have a little snippet of each song so y'all can get an idea of what that is all about. All right. And also, let me see what else I got to tell y'all. Oh my God, I think that's pretty much it. Oh, hit Machete King up if y'all need some edits or whatever. 1 for $7 and 5 for $25. All right? Hit him up for the edits. It does not have to be just for Backseat 2.0. It could be for any show in the world that, you know, you need edits for. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? We ain't hating over here. So at the end of the day, hit him up. He's reasonable. He's pretty fast. So get I Am. Shout out to J-Love. Going to be working on some music with her. If y'all need any drops or whatever, or any hooks, get at me. And shout out to everybody that tuned in. We in live, Eddie Barnes, Cashmere, Bunny, oh my God, Poppy, E-Burners, oh God, so many people. All right, and everybody that hit me up on Facebook and Twitter as well, you know what I mean? So I appreciate your love and all that good stuff. So, wait a minute, is there somebody else hitting me up? Wait a minute, real quick. No, I think it was like two people that I came to you and you didn't say nothing. So I'm going to keep it moving. I think it was 2886. I think I came to him or whatever. Anyway, listen, I know y'all probably going to cuss me out later. So it is what it is. You know, I got to get cussed out at least once a show. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. And I think I'm going to wrap it up now. And, hit up the website, Air It Out Radio, and let me know what y'all think about the show and what should we do to upgrade it or any advice or anything, just a shout-out or whatever. And show some love to the website. Look at the website. There's a lot of new features on there that I just added today. So go over there, check that out, and click on my girl Jay Sparkle, Jay Spark Shoes, all right, because she got a new line out, and I'm the spokesmodel for that. So shout out to the hip-hop guy. He just called me. I know it's towards the end of the show. He'll be on Backseat 2.0, so we'll get more in depth with him. He's going to be promoting his documentary and all that good stuff. So gotta go. Fire Chick. Y'all can check me out Mondays 10 to 1. And hit up the website, airitoutradio.net. Love y'all to death. I'm out.